one blast off.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
What's up? It's been Bruno. Hi, I'm Bruno. I'm coming at you from the coolest place in Vienna, Schleswig-Holstein. Holla, bitches!
Megan Fox, Megan Fox, oh, Megan Fox!
Big bulgy things are gonna happen. And by that I mean a b***er. Megan Fox, outside my window. Megan Fox, behind the tree. I wish the whole world could see that she has the most perfect boobies, and it's Megan Fox outside my window, please.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
That's
it.
It's not a question. That's a statement.
And now,
Agents Mulder and Scully, FBI.
The FBI!
Our feature presentation.
Boo!
I hadn't heard the Megan Fox song in a while. Is it true that we can't use the word boner? Is that where we're at now?
Oh, I imagine. That shouldn't surprise any of us.
Boner?
Well, who knows?
You can say erection.
Who knows? You know there's no rhyme or reason. It's just fear running rampant.
Yeah, it's like there's two ways to talk about urinating. Mm-hmm. One is okay. They both start with the P word, mm-hmm, and right. One is not.
Yeah. It's super confusing.
Why. Yeah.
And it changes daily.
Yep.
But at least we're being told that it's very stable and it's always the same.
And we should know.
And easy to understand. Yeah. So that's all going on.
Kevin, I know you hate the... By the way, we'll take your phone calls on any topic, 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number. If you can hear the show, you can be on the show. Give us a call, get on the air, get a prize. I know you hate the overachievers. I know it wasn't that long ago we had that kid on who was climbing on the mountains and you told him to stop it.
Well, yeah, he had no arms or legs. What was his deal?
No, he was 17.
No, he was 17. Young, that's all.
He was young, right. So he ruins the curve for everybody else.
Yeah.
So you think people should pace themselves?
Yes.
Like, what's the hurry? You're going to live to be 80 years. Why do everything while you're a kid, right?
And maybe you can do all that stuff, but do it quietly so that it doesn't make everyone else look bad.
Shut the hell up.
Right.
So you wouldn't live in a world of lowered expectations.
Right.
I understand that. And I'm hesitant to tell you about Mr. Zach Sunderland, who is 17. And Thursday, he lands in Marina del Rey. He has sailed around the world by himself.
First person to do it? Or just
first youngest. Person under 18 to do it, yeah.
Wow.
He was 16 when he took off in June of 2008 from Marina del Rey. He got himself a job and raised a bunch of money to buy a boat. And he's been out there by himself on the water for 13 months now, sailing around the world.
Wow. You know what that is? That's just a kid trying to commit suicide and really failing miserably.
He apparently just got the bug, to hit the water. But 24,500 miles, 13 months out at sea, he'll land at 17 years old.
That's great.
It's funny to see the picture of him when he left and the picture that he sent. I guess somehow he's able to send, I don't know if it's a satellite deal, but he can send photos from the sea.
Right.
And he looks like he's aged about 15 years since he's been gone just from being out in the elements so much.
Yeah, sure. I imagine.
You know? But anyway, so there's someone else for you to hate on.
Well, it's not just that he makes me look bad or other people look bad. It's also that guy is peaking now. And that means when he's, 19, he's going to be looking back at the good old days.
True. Absolutely
true. And that's not healthy either.
Yeah.
Unless he takes this experience and then goes, okay, now I want to fill in the blank, do something even bigger and better, though. Maybe one day we're looking at a space shuttle astronaut or something here because he's got the adventure bug.
You know?
And this is just preparation for that.
Well, stop it. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying stop it. We don't need you to do that. You don't need to do that. You don't need to impress everybody. You're only 17. Take it easy.
So you need to drive down to Marina del Rey, and when he gets off the boat on Thursday,
yes,
just beat him about the head and shoulders.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
Really? Seriously? You're 17. You're supposed to be, I don't want to say what you're supposed to be doing.
Throwing rocks at your neighbor, Robbie Jordan?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yes.
What I was going to say.
All right. We will take your phone calls on any topic. 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number. You call up. We put you on the air and you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Why not let Universal Studios Hollywood help you escape boredom this summer? It's the 6 months for $60 escape pass. Only at Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. That's what you get for being on the air with us on Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew this morning.
All right, let's begin with Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
How's it going? What to Do Nephew?
What to Do.
What to Do.
What to Do, baby boo.
Hello.
I just had a quick question. I went golfing yesterday, and I shanked the ball, and I broke a window in a house next to the golf course.
Right.
And I don't know what to do. I don't know if there's rules, that there's certain things that you're supposed to do, or...
You're supposed to play through.
Just play through?
Literally play through the house. You got to go in and get the ball in the house and hit it from there.
I actually got to the point that I got angry because they lived on the golf course. I blamed it on them personally.
Yeah, I... Honestly, if they live right on the golf course, that probably happens to them a lot.
It has to.
And I wouldn't care. I mean, I wouldn't be thrilled about it, but I'd laugh and move on. I mean, I don't think you owe them. You have to go tell them it was you and pay for the window and all that stuff.
Okay, good. I did the right thing then.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if you did the right thing. You do what we would do.
Which is probably the wrong thing,
yeah. But if I were you, this is what I would do personally. I would go back today and try it again. You break it 2 days in a row. That's funny.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck
with that. Yeah, if you live on a golf course, I think you need to pretty much expect getting hit with golf
Absolutely,
balls.
Absolutely, yeah.
Pretty much 24 hours a day, because most people who golf are not good. Bobby, hello.
Yes, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello.
What's going on?
Yes, check this out. I got my girlfriend basically to transfer over from Sex and the City to The Office. I think it's the greatest accomplishment I've ever done.
Really? So you got her to stop watching Sex and the City, which she's supposed to do because she's a female.
Exactly.
And now she's watching The Office.
Yes, and maybe it's because she thinks John Krasinski's cute, but hey, motives don't matter to me. As long as she's not watching that big nose Sarah Jessica Parker, hey, that's all that matters to me.
How about that?
Do you think it was because she's seen every episode of Sex and the City 50 times now, so it's
yeah.
pretty much easy to talk her out of it?
Really, no.
I mean, the show hasn't been on the air for 5 years.
Yeah, but I've actually played The Office all the time from my iPod to my TiVo, you know, and she just got sick of it and was like, okay, what's the big deal with this show? And then she said, this guy's cute. And then she got into the gym and Pam, and are they going to end up together? And then I said, hey, you know, what happened to your Sex and the City? And basically she said, you know what? All it is Sex and a City. You know, this is comedy, you know. And then, like, the main episode that got her was when Jim and Pam kissed. Like, you know, it was like that whole, ooh,
and she was hooked.
Yeah.
Exactly. She works in The Office, so.
Well, I got to tell you, that's a great accomplishment and one that I don't know many men have pulled off.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. You did the right thing.
Speaking of the TV, anyone see The Weeds last night?
Oh, no, I taped it.
Yeah, me too. I haven't seen it yet. Was it great?
Well, it was great. I mean, every episode has been great this season, but I don't want to give anything away, but there was a key plot point, a super key important plot point last night that was only in Spanish. And I was hoping that we could get a Kevin and Bean listener who might call us up and tell us what the F happened. But what? I kind of don't want to spoil it if people haven't seen it yet.
Was it the chick that Doug brought across the border then fell in love with? No?
No, no. Bigger and better. Well, just why don't you email me if you saw Weeds and you habla de Español and tell me what happened, because it was a very significant plot
point. Was it the mayor or the governor of Tijuana or whatever that is?
And I think what they were doing is they were trying to make you feel like Nancy felt, which is to be standing there and see this thing go down and not understand it. I think that was the point of no subtitles there. But please email me and let me know what happened.
I'm going to close caption it and see if it comes up with something.
Ooh, nice thinking.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that? All right, let's take one more before we tell you about today's huge Kevin and Bean show. Toby is on the line. He's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean show. Hey, Tobe, what's up?
What to do?
What to do?
Hey, in regards to the golfer that shanked the golf ball at the window, you are personally responsible for whatever happens to that golf ball.
So whatever. Are you kidding?
I'm telling you, I'm a golfer. If you shank that thing and you hit a car window or a house window or anything like that, you are responsible. Somebody in the back of the head, you are responsible. So you better watch out and practice a little more.
We didn't suggest that you weren't responsible. We're just suggesting most people don't just walk up and knock on doors
just walk
after
on.
They busted a window.
How long has it been? Are you a good golfer?
Is anybody? Come
on. Well, no, but some are better than others. I mean, how long has it been since you've done that?
I'm good enough not to do that. I know that much.
Not me. Well, I'm saying they live on the golf course.
Hazard,
that's the hazard of living on the golf course. That's what they get.
If you can afford it, you can afford to replace a window.
And I imagine they have.
I agree. Yeah.
I imagine they have insurance as well. So
they probably can't get it for that.
No, I don't care. Just throwing that out.
Toby, I think, although we appreciate the call, I think what we're saying to you is
wrong.
That's correct, yes. We are saying wrong, but thank you for the call. I don't know that we're the guys to ask and call questions like that, though, because
no.
We probably are not the standard bearers for responsibility.
He knew what you were going to say when he called.
Yeah, he did. He just wanted to verify that running.
He wanted someone to back him.
That grabbing his clubs and running was the right thing to do. And we're saying it was. All right. On today's Kevin and Bean show, we are going to talk to the woman. I don't know if you saw the movie Bruno.
Yeah.
But he has his back end waxed.
Woo!
And recognize that woman. She's the one that did that to Psycho Mike.
Oh, I forgot about that, Psycho Mike.
So we're going
to
have...
She's the bleacher to the stars, from what I understand.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to her today on the show. Find out what it was like with Bruno.
Now, here's... I guess I can wait and ask her, but you guys saw the movie. She knew she was being filmed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did she or did she not know that it was Sacha Baron Cohen on the table and she was going to be in a movie?
I don't know. She didn't.
Because how many people show up and just say, oh, I want to film this for my personal scrapbook? I mean.
Well, we showed up and did it with a tape recorder.
Yeah.
And told her why, though.
Yeah. But, man, that's a good question. But also, she wasn't duped. She wasn't the butt of the joke.
True.
She was just part of
it
the
was
story.
His butt.
Yeah. Right. Yes. But I mean, they weren't making fun of her like they were the parents and all the other people that he was trying to make fun
of.
Yeah,
I'm sure they came up with some good reason why
they
were
filming.
We're
doing a documentary on beauty secrets or something.
Yeah. We have a guest by the name of Ralph Garman. We've been trying to get this guy for a long time.
We got him?
Yes, we got him.
Wow.
It was tentative yesterday, but as of now.
In studio?
It looks
coming in?
No, he's on the phone.
Oh.
No, some people are too big to come into the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on the phone, but talking about Joe Schmo Season 2 on DVD.
Wow.
Finally.
And we've been trying to get this to happen for a long time, so finally we got
Were they waiting long enough for the last contestant to die before they put it
I believe
on
so.
DVD? What's the holdup on
I
this?
I'm not sure why they moved so quickly, but they did.
Because it was on in the early 60s, right, that show, Joe Schmo?
The King of Mexico is back from Chicago, or
yes.
as he calls it, Chi-Town, when he twitters. And his goal was to get an interview with Haley.
Okay.
From
That's
Paramore.
His goal.
That was his goal. So we said, let us know how that goes, because he's not reliable.
But he loves her, though.
He does
I think
love
he,
her.
I think he would have, this is, would not be one where he half-assed it. I think
no,
he would
I
try
so.
Everything he could think of to get backstage and talk to Haley from Paramore, because he loves her. So.
He loves Haley and he loves Gwen. And so that tour, he's been following all summer as much as he can possibly follow it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to one of our favorite listeners, Dwan.
Yeah.
Dwan.
Who I believe walked out of Bruno and wasn't giving it two thumbs up.
He wasn't the only one.
He said that perhaps it's gay.
Oh.
So you got that going
What?
For you.
Bruno?
That's what he said.
Has some homosexual tendencies?
That's what he said. Maybe he saw a special screening or something.
I don't know what kind of movie he's talking about. That's not the one I know of.
We have Pearl Jam tickets for you today. They're going to be playing at the Gibson Amphitheater. And we have K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Stop number one is Kings of Leon in Nashville. You qualify all week by getting tickets to see the Kings of Leon at the Forum. And then if you win the grand prize, you get a smart car and a year's supply of gas and a trip to Nashville.
Oh, nice.
To see them in their hometown.
Great.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Showbiz Beat is next.
Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, in about 10 minutes or so, by the way, Ralph Garman is going to tell you a story about something that he drank recently that you won't believe.
Yeah.
I mean, Ralph will drink anything. Let's face it. You put it in a glass and hand it to him, he'll drink it.
Then why wouldn't you believe it?
Drink
anything.
This past weekend, he drank everything.
I drank everything. Instead of anything, I drank everything. Yes.
Because this is not something people expect to be drunk. This is not something that is designed for drinking.
Right.
You have got to hear the story with your own ears, and that's on the way. But until then, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a new morning. What's going on?
Ah, just so pleased to hear the mayor yesterday. Did you hear him talking?
No,
I
was
sure
talking
did.
About
Yeah, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Said that the city of Los Angeles will be picking up the tab for Michael Jackson's memorial.
Yeah, I thought we already knew that.
Well,
like, we didn't have a chance.
He took down
a choice.
That website.
But he put the
he
website
out.
Remember, he was trying to raise money and people
said.
Donate money to help offset the cost for the city.
And how'd that work out?
Not so well. Mm. So he took it down and said it was ridiculous to put a website up asking people to contribute to offset the cost, that the city will simply pick up the $1.4 million it cost. For extra police, traffic control, and sanitation crews surrounding the Michael Jackson Memorial.
And where does the city get their money from?
Oh, no, they don't have it.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to pay for it.
Ah.
IOUs, I guess.
Mm.
He said the Jackson family would not be asked to chip in, nor should they. After all, it was only their event. Why should they pay anything?
Yeah, it is their family.
Yeah.
Hmm.
This is just BS right here. But that is. Meanwhile, Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson have split up.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's terrible news.
We like him being sidetracked
by. For the NFC East. It was so much better when he had her as a girlfriend.
Yeah.
People magazine said Tony broke it off with Jess on Thursday, which, by the way, was the night before her 29th birthday.
Yeah!
He didn't have anything for her birthday, so he said, let's break up.
He didn't get a chance to go shopping that week. It was just before her birthday party, too, which was, by the way, a Barbie and Ken-themed birthday party. She's 29 years old.
Yeah.
Well, she's that explains it, then.
She was having a Barbie party.
Yeah. He must have looked himself in the mirror and gone, I am a professional football player.
And she's having a Barbie party.
And I have to be Ken tomorrow. I'm not doing it.
She is going to show up in the dream car.
Well, did she change the theme of the party to a single crying Barbie party?
And no, it was a skipper party instead of Barbie. Oh. She says she loves Tony, and a source told People magazine, but it's been difficult lately because he's busy with his career, and she's getting ready to shoot her new show, The Price of Beauty. So they decided to part ways. Yeah, they both must be just so busy.
Swamped.
Well, with Tony not playing any football right now and her doing a really lame-ass reality show that doesn't require much work, I can see why they're just so busy.
They're both going to remain good friends, though, right?
You know, she should just wait until the playoffs, because then Tony will have plenty of time.
That's true.
To date her. And so he won't be busy then.
Starting with the first playoff.
First game. Right after the first game, they can get back together again. Billy Mays' family has said it's okay to put Billy in commercials, even after his death. A lot of people were wondering what was going to happen to the spokesperson gigs that Billy had regarding different products like Muddy Putty.
Maybe Sully will pick it up.
That was all still current stuff?
There's still new ones to come.
New ones, yeah.
There's another ad for Muddy Putty, a brand new ad, a wireless speakerphone commercial for a new item called the Jupiter Jack. And regarding his older commercials, people were wondering if it would be weird or bad taste to have Billy continue to sell products even after his passing. But the family has signed off to all his current contracts, saying that if you want to keep using Billy as your spokesperson, it's okay with us, because he would have wanted it that way after all.
Plus, I also heard that he has 100 songs that he's backlogged for his kids.
I don't
and he's going to release
was,
those over
Mays.
The course of about 6
may
months.
May have been Michael Jackson, you're thinking.
Ralph, have they aired this one yet, or is this in the upcoming commercial where he's either demonstrating the Mighty Putty or the Mighty Tape, and he's hanging on the outside of a ship?
Yeah, that's the new one for the Mighty Putty Super Pack of Epoxies. Apparently, you get like a combo pack that you can get all the Mighty Putty products in one super pack.
Sweet.
I always wondered how I would hang off the side of a ship if I needed to.
If you needed to, you would have to get some Mighty Putty.
All right.
It's just crazy. It's like a giant cruise ship or something like that, and then there's Billy May hanging from the front of it.
I'm hanging on the cruise ship! Latest rumor of the week from Star Magazine, Kristen Stewart is pregnant with Rob Pattinson's baby.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Star Magazine is running a photo of Kristen filming her new movie about Joan Jett and the Runaways with her pants unbuttoned, looking like she's got a baby bump growing. Some people are speculating she may have had something to eat, and that might have caused a bulge in her stomach.
It's true.
Because she is not a big girl.
No.
I'm saying if you had a scale of scrawny to obese,
she would end
towards the scrawny side. Yeah. She is not what I would call corpulent, is what I'm trying to say.
Bean, did you give her a bell?
I did.
Yeah.
We've had that whole discussion.
Yeah,
remember
we took it back. Remember? When we took it back.
We determined that she absolutely is bell-worthy and hot.
We did nothing of the sort.
Here's what happens. When we have these conversations, Bean walks away with whatever he thought it was in the beginning.
As do you.
Well, in this case, what happened was she was deemed not bell-worthy.
That's not the way I remember it. But I will tell you this.
It was universally agreed upon, except for you.
She must be a better actress than we know if she's realistically going to portray Joan Jett, because she couldn't be less like Joan Jett.
Well, let's reserve judgment until we see how she does as playing Joan Jett before we decide she's doing it well.
Yeah.
Because she could blow.
Yeah. I'm worried about that casting, I'll tell you that. I know she's hot. Maybe that helps the movie because
she's not hot.
She's popular. She's in a popular movie series. She'll bring people to the theater, guys.
Well, popular is different.
Keyboard cat well, taking Bean right out of this conversation.
Kevin, you never heard the expression hot, meaning somebody's got a good career role going?
Yeah, we just thought you meant the other hot.
Play That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Play him out.
So what I'm saying is, she may bring people to the theaters, but I just can't imagine her playing Joan Jett well, because she just doesn't have that kind of personality.
Got it.
Speaking of casting, Natalie Portman has been cast as the female lead in the upcoming movie made about the popular Marvel Comics character Thor.
Yeah!
She will play Jane Foster, who was a nurse who became Thor's first love in the comic books. Kenneth Branagh directs. And Chris Hemsworth, who played Kirk's father in the recent Star Trek movie, will be playing the Norse god Thor.
Thor.
He's got a hammer of power, Kevin.
Listen, it's better than that stupid Green Lantern.
How dare you, sir?
At least he can do something.
This homo with long blonde hair and a helmet with wings on it swings a hammer. That's his superpower. How do you like that?
Your guy has a ring.
Yeah.
That he has
and
to recharge with a lantern.
He can make anything with just he thinks of it, he can make it.
Unless something's yellow.
Oh, let me see. Let me put you in a giant vice and just crush you with my mind. Hi, how are you? Yeah, word.
Could be started.
Kids, if we've learned anything today, it's that your parents are right. Comic books really will rot your mind.
That's true.
They will. Today's celebrity birthday is Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos, played Big Pussy on that show. He is 63 years old today. Our buddy Kyle Gass, KG, from Tenacious D, celebrates his 49th birthday, as does the very funny and talented Jane Lynch, who can be seen in the upcoming Fox series Glee this fall. Also played Will Ferrell's mom in Talladega Nights. You may remember her. She's a
role models.
She works all the time, and she's
great.
Very, very funny.
She's great.
Jackie Earle Haley, who was Rorschach in The Watchmen, 48 years old today. Matthew Fox from Lost is 43. And Adam Levine from Maroon 5 celebrates his 27th birthday today. And Kevin, I know this is a special day for you.
You're
always asking us to give love to Maroon 5 because you are a big fan. So I just
someone else.
Wanted to mention this birthday so you could celebrate when you get off the show. You can cut yourself a piece of cake.
I tell you, there's no chance he's going to find you.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
There you go. We're giving some love to Maroon 5 for you, buddy.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for.
A job. I didn't really.
Sure. Okay, man. Whatever you need
love.
To tell yourself.
All right.
Your giant swinging hammer and your winged helmet. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, it's time for the Afro Line. 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day. Any kind of response, any kind of questions that you have, you can leave us a message and we'll play back some of them back on the air.
You guys should call Hayden again.
Well, yeah. We talked to Hayden Panettiere and we had all kinds of technical issues. And
You talked to Hayden Panettiere. I was unfortunately unable to.
Dean couldn't be heard and we were trying to figure out what button to push and it didn't really sing. You know what
That's
I mean?
One way to say it.
It's not going in the best of file.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because you get in front of a hot chick and you want to impress. Then you walk away feeling like a tool.
Yeah. We've had some massive website problems and I'd just like to make this announcement. We are aware of that. We know that we have website problems, and we apologize, and we're working on it.
I feel bad for the podcast listeners. I mean, I must have answered 50 emails yesterday for people say, hey, I went to download the podcast. What's up?
Yeah.
You know, and all we can say is the website's down. They are rebuilding it, and I think the hope now that Dave is back from Chicago is that he's going to go back and put all the podcasts up from the days that have been missing, so eventually you'll get the complete set up there.
Hey, asshole. You need to start fixing your website because I got a virus on my computer. I work. Now I don't have a computer. Now I'm wondering why I have a virus on my computer. You guys are douchebags.
I don't think we were sending out viruses, though.
Yeah.
We were?
I think we were, yeah.
All right.
We were.
Good for us.
We caught it, and then we spread it.
How about that? Bean is the king of cheese. He loves cheesiness.
How dare you?
Shut up, Bean. I'm in Fresno working, and I turn the radio on, and I hear Kevin and Bean, and I hear, you say Fresno, but we say Fres, yes. And I just about threw up. Shut up, Bean.
That's our Bean.
Speaking of Bean, he does have the Asperger's, and this girl has realized that his obsession with numbers is going to come to quite a climax this afternoon.
Hey, this one's for Bean. Today at 5 minutes and 6 seconds after 4, it will be 04050607089.
Yeah, that was a few days ago, and believe me, I received that email a million times.
Well, why do you think?
And he tweeted about it.
No, I didn't.
I thought I got the tweet from you.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you celebrate
somehow? He had a
cake.
I'm sure he had a cake and had all those numbers on it.
Hat. Yeah.
No, I actually was very frustrated by all those emails that were going around about that because every one of them said, this will never happen again, which was ridiculous because it happens again in 100 years. I mean, the exact same sequence of numbers happens again in 100 years. But
you won't be here.
Everybody was too stupid to see that.
Oh, I can see how that would anger you.
It was very frustrating.
Because they said they thought about you, a guy who likes numbers. They sent you an email out of the goodness of their hearts, and they said it'll never happen again. But it'll happen in 100 years, so you're angry.
I'm saying the original guy who wrote that stupid email wasn't thinking, and then it got copied and forwarded and reforwarded and reforwarded millions of times, and it was wrong. Every time.
It's no wonder people don't like you.
He shoots and scores! The FBI!
Dude, the Nido taco commercial with the guy with the, like, 13 mouths on his stomach and chest. Dude, that commercial freaks me the f*** out.
Yeah, that happened. That's not a commercial. That's real.
Yeah.
Locked my keys in my car outside an abortion clinic the other night. Turns out they get really pissed when you go in there and ask for a coat hanger.
Oh wow. Wow.
See, that
no,
clearly has
didn't.
To be a clearly a joke. I'm sure that was a joke. That's too good to be true. This guy, while we appreciate the sentiment, it seems like he likes our show and he listens and we do appreciate that. This song may not have been well thought out.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Kevin and Bean, I just want to say that I don't know. You guys rock, and I love you guys. Not in a gay way.
That's the alcohol talking.
Yeah. We did Michael Jackson jokes. We gave out warnings that they were going to be insensitive. Mm-hmm. It was a day after the memorial service. It's going to be insensitive, so if you're all broken up about Michael Jackson, maybe this wasn't for you to listen to, because we're telling you right now that they're only funny because they're inappropriate.
Right.
Okay, so here's the joke the guy is responding to.
What are Michael Jackson, Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett expecting for Christmas?
What are they expecting for Christmas? This guy's kind of hard to hear.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. So see that? Super insensitive. Okay, so, but that was last week. Yesterday we got this call.
They're expecting Patrick Swayze. I just got that.
Congratulations.
I did pass that along quite a few times.
Me too. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. When we come back, we're going to talk to our favorite listener, Dewan.
Oh, Dewan.
Who apparently walked out of Bruno. And we need to find out why and what's going on next.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Let me tell you about our good friend, Dewan.
What up, Kevin and Bean? It's Dewan from Los Angeles, California. One, two, let me see the Tootsie Roll. Come on, the Tootsie Roll.
Okay.
That's like a Tootsie Roll.
All right, Dewan. Thank you very much.
Tootsie Roll.
Right, we...
Tootsie Roll to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the right. Now front. Front,
okay.
Front, to the left.
We gotta talk about
to the left. To the left. To the left.
Okay. Now
to the back. To the back. To the back. To the back. All right.
All right.
Recognize me. Peace out.
All right. Peace out, indeed. Mike, you are a Facebook friend of our good friend Dewan on the internet. Is that right?
Most definitely. Yeah.
They party together. They go to. You had him for the 4th of July.
I
sure did.
Hey, Dewan.
What's up, Kevin and Bean? Favorite, hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dewan.
Dewan.
Favorite listener right here.
How are you doing, buddy?
All right, thank you. I just woke up.
Oh, did you? Okay. You still thinking about that great time you had at Psycho Mike's parents' house on the 4th of July?
Oh, yes.
It was a good time?
Yes.
All right.
Well, listen,
this
Dewan. Yes, go ahead.
This weekend I saw parts of Bruno. I did not like it at all. It was disgusting.
Now, when you say parts of Bruno, did you see part of it and then walk out, or what?
I seen the beginning and parts of it towards the middle. I walk off the theater, and I went to the box office to get my refund back.
Really? You asked for your money back?
Yeah.
Dewan, did you help me understand this? You paid for the movie, you went in and sat down, and then you got up and left. But if you saw parts in the middle, then that means you came back in later.
I came to the movie theater early.
Oh, okay. Okay. But you went in to see the movie, and then you got up and left, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then did you go back in to see more later?
No.
No, you were out.
No, he just watched till the middle, Bean. That's what he
okay.
means.
I'm a little confused. All right. All right. So what was your problem with it, Dewan? Because it was America's number one movie this weekend, you know.
It's like disgusting.
It was disgusting. There's no getting around that.
No, there
is. Borat is better.
Borat is better. A lot of people think that, yes.
Borat is okay.
Okay. Borat. Okay.
Bruno.
What didn't you like about Bruno?
Like, he bring that big man with the sushi on his body.
Yeah. Yeah, they did that to Paula Abdul. They had Paula Abdul, and they were interviewing her, and they said it's time for food, and then they brought out this big fat guy laying flat on his back with food on top of him. That
Thank
didn't.
You. Oh, my God.
That wasn't attractive to you, Dewan?
Yeah, and he also tried to do gay stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Like what?
Bruno tried to do gay stuff?
I don't know.
Well, what was the scene that you remember now that you think, wow, that was bad?
Showing his private parts.
Well, there was that. Yeah. There was that little dance.
So, are there any circumstances under which you want to see another man's junk, Dewan?
I have no idea.
Just answer that one with a good, solid no, Dewan.
Right.
So you're saying...
That movie, Bruno... Let me let you know, that movie Bruno got to be on L-O-G-O on cable.
On local TV?
The Logo channel.
Yeah. That's the gay channel, right?
Right. That's where it needs to be.
That's true.
Well, if they could get it, I bet they would. I bet they'd pay to get that on, sure.
Do you watch that channel, Dewan?
No.
You don't.
So it was just too gay for you. That was the problem.
I'm sorry, what, Dewan?
No, I'm straight.
You're straight, okay.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. But you know, you can be straight and still enjoy that kind of comedy, though. It doesn't make you gay because you go to that movie, Dewan.
I disliked the movie. That's
disliked
fine.
It. You disliked it. But you know what? You walked out before Bruno did a duet with Bono. Did you know that?
Oh, I missed that.
That happened at the end. Maybe you should go back. Maybe you should try it again.
No.
No?
Nope.
So, just didn't like it at all.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I mean, you're allowed. Not everybody's going to like every movie, Dewan. That's fine. Dewan's running out of steam. I think Dewan gets wound up in the morning, and then gradually he just slows down till he falls asleep.
And I cannot wait for the second season of 90210.
When does that start?
September the 1st.
So you got a little while to wait for that one.
Time. Yeah. Hey, Dewan, you going to go see the Harry Potter movie this week?
Yeah, me and my friend.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay.
I hope there's not too much penis in that for you.
Nope.
Okay. You know that Harry Potter gets naked in this one, right?
It's only rated PG.
Oh, he got me.
You can't fool Dewan.
He worked in a movie theater. He knows.
Pretty sharp guy.
Right. Yeah. He does know that. All right, Dewan. Well, listen, we're welcoming all opinions on Bruno. It's a very controversial movie, and I'm glad we got a chance to hear from you on it.
No problem, guys.
All right. You're the best.
Thank you.
All right.
We love you, Dewan. You going back to bed now?
Nope. I have to get up and go to work.
Okay.
Well, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, Dewan?
You too, guys.
All right. Bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Kings of Leon on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:49.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show with a chance for you to win Pearl Jam tickets in the next hour between 7 and 8 o'clock. What are you doing, Ralph?
What am I doing?
It was me.
We were making fun of Lisa.
Oh, it was Lisa.
Right when you started talking, for some reason, she started assaulting the microphone.
Batting her mic around the room for some reason.
I have a question before we get to the showbiz beat. Ralph, you're the guy who knows every character actor on every TV show that's ever been on the television. You're pretty good.
More than anyone I've ever met, but go ahead.
No. Yeah.
Just impression. Said no for 5 minutes.
We're talking to a guy in about 15 minutes who hosted the show Joe Schmo and Joe Schmo 2. It's a very popular sequel.
Classic.
I don't know if you remember that show or not.
Classic basic cable right there.
Can you name the host of the Joe Schmo shows that we're going to be talking to? Do you remember that guy's name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Tom Bergeron? Was he the host?
I don't think so.
Sorry. It's a young, very close. A young man named Ralph Garman we're going to catch up with coming up after 7 o'clock this morning about the season 2 DVD release of Joe Schmo 2.
Not ringing any bells.
He's a total gaylord.
What the?
That's the guy.
Okay. That's the guy.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz beat.
All right. Let's talk about Showbiz, shall we? I heard you guys talking to Dewan about Bruno.
Should be on L-O-G-O.
Probably. Yeah. Marcelo Mike said, he has no idea. He has no idea about homosexuality. He knows the Logo Network. He must have some idea what it's all about.
I didn't say he has no idea about homosexuality. I'm saying if we were to press him, I'm not sure he knows exactly what that means.
Yeah. Although you've tried to show it many times.
That's how I know for a fact.
Under the table.
Dave admitted in the other room, King of Mexico, that he finally saw Borat last week.
Just last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was lame.
He didn't like it.
That movie was lame.
Wow.
So he may not be the target audience for Bruno.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying. Speaking of which, Bruno has resulted not only in being the number one movie this past weekend, but in its first lawsuit.
Yes.
Yeah. We've been waiting for this. A matter of time.
All right.
Apparently the terrorist that Bruno talks to.
That dude's gonna
is
sue?
Suing. Saying that he was led to believe it was a real documentary. Hosted by an Austrian journalist that was watched by young people. He said he wanted to make a story to mobilize young people to help the Palestinians. I didn't have any impression he would use my interview in a bad way. So he says Sasha is a big liar and is in the process of getting himself a lawyer to sue Sasha Baron Cohen and the movie company and drag his ass to court.
Is it a lawsuit best case scenario with a terrorist?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Really. I'd rather have a guy take your money than your life.
He told the story on Letterman of going to meet the terrorist, and he had a bodyguard with him, and how scary it was, and they had code for whether the guy was packing heat.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fascinating. It was a real dude.
Sad news. Maura Tierney, one of my favorite actresses. You remember her from News Radio. She was on ER for a long time and is one of the stars of the upcoming NBC series Parenthood.
Good actress.
Is going under surgery to remove a tumor in her breast. Word yet whether it is
malignant
or not, but that will be decided after they remove and analyze it, I suppose. But NBC kind of forced her to come public with this situation because they released a press release saying that the series Parenthood, which she will be starring in on NBC, will be delayed, postponed until likely mid-season until she recovers from her health issues. And once they said she's got health issues, everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
And so she sort of had to come forward and say what was going on with her. But apparently her doctors are very optimistic, so we wish her the best, and you'll just have to hold off on seeing Parenthood just a little bit later. You know, Johnny Depp and I have a lot in common.
Johnny Depp and you?
Yeah.
Have a lot in common?
Sure.
Can't think of one thing.
We both have bat rooms in our home.
He does?
But a different kind of bat room.
Oh.
He apparently has one room in his house that is completely dedicated to vampires.
Awesome.
Just filled with vampire stuff. He says he likes to go there to meditate and chill out.
Well, hundreds of years.
What could be more soothing than a room filled with blood-sucking creatures?
That is odd.
That live forever. Just makes you want to take a nap, doesn't it? Just the idea of it.
I'm so surprised if he's really that into vampires that he hasn't found himself a vampire movie to do.
Perhaps he still will. Day is young. Trouble in Paradise for Kings of Leon. British tabloid said the boys got into a screaming match after their show in Scotland last Friday night. Sound problems made the lead singer Caleb Followill so ticked off, their manager had to drag him off before he started throwing punches at his bandmates. Who, of course, just happened to be his brothers Nathan and Jared and cousin Matthew.
Yeah.
Caleb's anger apparently has been an issue before in the band. Word is, he is now remorseful and devastated after he smashed his precious Gibson 325 guitar.
Well, he showed them.
Yeah. I'll show you. Look at what I'll do to this guitar first, and then you're next.
Not to defend them, but that stuff can be super frustrating. and it's super publicly frustrating. And
but in the big picture of things,
no, I know. I
how does throwing punches at your bandmate make that situation any better?
I don't know, but you don't you picture every band going through that at some point?
Yeah, but if there's sound problems, were the guys running the soundboard his bandmates? Probably not. And so, pick up a chair and smash it against the wall or something, but don't attack your brother and your cousin.
What if you text a sound guy?
Then it's all right with me.
That's all right. Okay.
Yeah. Good. You know Gerard Butler?
Sure.
Yes.
Big, hunky Scottish actor.
Star of 300.
Mm-hmm. Ladies dig him.
Chicks love him.
300. Yeah. He's in that new movie, The Ugly Truth, with Toothy. What's her name?
Catherine Heigl.
Yeah. He, most actors had bogus jobs while waiting for their big break, waiting tables, parking cars, pouring drinks.
Right.
He was a lawyer.
What?
Yeah. Gerard Butler is a graduate of the Glasgow School of Law and was an attorney.
No kidding.
Before going into acting.
How did that happen?
Well, he always wanted to be an actor, but decided to go the safe route, went to law school, got hired as an attorney, despite showing up late and hungover to the interview, he claims. And,
he's a good-looking guy.
He decided that his heart wasn't just in it, and he didn't think he'd ever have a chance to be an actor, but then they fired him. And he said this must be an omen, and decided to pursue an acting career.
How is it an omen? He showed up late, hungover. It's not an omen.
He's fired. He decided to become a film actor right after he had seen the movie Trainspotting, which was, for a lot of Scottish actors, sort of like an eye-opening experience for them, because it starred a bunch of Scottish actors. It made them think, things were possible when that movie became a big hit. And then a week later, he got the axe. So he said the timing was everything, and he decided to go into film acting.
Well, it's worked out well.
It sure has.
And he's got something to fall back on if acting doesn't work out for him, but a lot of actors don't.
Freaking lawyer.
Yeah.
He does. It's Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores and available online. Here are some choices for you if you want to pick up something new. 500 Days of Summer, the soundtrack of that film, is out today on CD. Also, a new CD from the Dandy Warhols. Dandy Warhols Are Sound is the name of that. Chris Daughtry's band Daughtry releases its second CD today called Leave This Town. The Dead Weather, Jack White and Alison Mosshart release Whorehound.
That's a pretty good little band.
That sure is. You can pick that up. Live Judas Priest, if you're so inclined. Touch of Evil Live is available today as well. On DVD, we have other things.
That are not listed there in front of you?
No, I got it here. TV DVDs. Two excellent things. If you haven't caught up with either of these, you should absolutely pick them up. Mad Men, Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Finally available on DVD, in case... you've been following that show. Kevin, I know you're still watching the premiere episode, I believe, of Mad Men. You're halfway through hour one of season one.
I'm not making as much progress as I had hoped.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is it that the acting is so bad? The people are so unattractive?
No, it's
the storylines are not compelling? Is it all those things?
Writing subpar? What exactly is it that's keeping you just bogged down in the first hour of the show?
Everything about that show is great.
Yeah.
Except?
But my very busy schedule.
Sure.
Stuff that I do.
I keep forgetting.
All day. And those things.
Leverage, the first season. If you're not watching Leverage over there on TNT, you're missing out on a very fun show.
I haven't seen that either.
Well, you need to watch it.
All right.
I think this week, the second season begins this week, maybe even tonight. But Leverage is sort of along the lines of The A-Team and Mission Impossible and one of those sort of caper shows where they put together a team of experts with all different skills and they get together to help people out, basically. And it's also got a real wry sense of humor and it's very, very entertaining. So you might want to check that out. And a show called Joe Schmo 2 is available finally on DVD. Fans have been clamoring for this for many years now and finally has been released today on DVD.
Any clamoring?
Lots of clamoring.
Yeah.
You can barely hear for all the clamoring.
Wow, okay.
So you can go to Amazon.com and pick that up today as well. And in fact, they have a special offer today. If you buy seasons 1 and 2 together, you get a discounted price. So in case you haven't picked up the first season, you can do that as well.
There you go.
Very entertaining reality show filled with hilarious stars of the future.
One of them being you?
I don't even know what you're talking about. No, Kristen Wiig's in the first season.
That's right.
Where she went on to become a popular Saturday Night Live performer. And
that's it.
You check her out. And other people as well. Very successful after that show went off the air.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos. Played Big Pussy on that show. He is 63 years old today. KG Kyle Gass of Tenacious D is 49. Jane Lynch also celebrates her 49th birthday. She from Glee and Talladega Nights and many, many other feature films. You know, Jane got her big break in the original cast of the real-life Brady Bunch. That group of people used to do Brady Bunch shows live on stage.
No kidding.
She played the Florence Henderson role.
Oh, I can see that.
And she was very funny. Jackie Earle Haley is 48 years old today. Matthew Fox from Lost turns 43. Remember the band Belly? Feed the Tree?
Sort of.
Yes.
I love
yes.
that song.
Yeah?
Tanya Donnelly, singer
right.
of Belly, is 43, or Bally, if Dave was in the room, is 43 years old today. Taboo of Black Eyed Peas is 34.
Hey!
Adam Levine from Maroon 5 celebrates his 27th birthday today. Kevin, what should we do about Maroon 5? How should we feel towards them?
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
All right, if you say so, I'll give them some love. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Tuesday morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Lisa, are you playing with your microphone again? What's
no,
going on
I
now?
No, I do anything.
Some adjusting needs to go
that?
On every
Somebody?
Once in a while.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Very excited. Pearl Jam tickets to give away this hour. But the reason I'm really most excited is this young man is an up-and-coming television star, movie star as well. We've been trying to get on the show for years and years and years. We finally got an excuse because one of his popular shows from the past called The Joe Schmo Show Season 2 is out on DVD today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ralph Garman. Hey, Mr. Garman.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Great. Just want to let you guys know I'm a big fan, and whenever I'm a fan, I always try to listen to you guys. I think you do a great job.
Wow, we appreciate that a lot. I'm sorry you weren't able, with your busy schedule, to come into the studio, but we're very happy to have you at least on the phone today, Ralph.
Yes, I'm currently shooting a new project right now that I really can't talk about because I haven't really decided what it is.
Okay. All right. Hey. So for a lot of our younger listeners, if they're under 20, they may not remember the golden heyday of Joe Schmo, but it was a very, very popular show at one time in this country, right?
Yeah, on Spike TV, we did the first Joe Schmo that was a big hit, and then they decided to do a second season, which was not so much.
Explain to people who haven't seen the show exactly what the concept is.
Well, both seasons of Joe Schmo were a parody of reality television, kind of the first shows to mix comedy and reality television, and we would get a regular person and bring them into what they thought was a reality show, but in reality, all of the other contestants on the show were actually improvisational comedy actors, and we would script out what was going to happen to these people. So the first year, we did it with one guy on a Survivor Big Brother type show, and the second season, we took a shot at the Bachelor and Bachelorette type love romance shows with two different people, a guy and a girl, as the Schmoes.
And you played the host in both series. The first time you kind of played a smarmier version of yourself, and then the second one, they were afraid people would recognize you because the first one was so big. Tell people what you had to do to go undercover.
Yeah, they brought me back for the second season, but they decided to disguise me, so they bleached my hair blonde, and I grew a goatee that they bleached as well. And we put in blue contact lenses, I wore glasses and false teeth, and adopted a British accent.
Yes. Now, which season did the Falcon speak? That was my favorite.
That was season 2.
Season 2.
And a lot of fans have been waiting for this DVD package for a long time to see the giant Falcon come down, land on my arm with a note tied to his leg.
That's right. I forgot about that.
That's all I remember is Ralph would put his arm out, and a Falcon would fly in, land on it, and give him some information.
We had a moment in the show that was known as the Falcon Twist, and the Falcon would fly in with a plot twist to the game. And in one of the episodes, you will see me learning to work with the Falcon, which in reality was a hawk, by the way.
Sure. Oh.
And it would constantly fly past me and slam into the window.
No.
Right behind me.
No.
Wile E. Coyote from the Roadrunner cartoon. And PETA didn't like it, but we thought it was hysterical, so we kept that footage in the show.
Was it scary, though, working with a hawk?
It was terrifying, because I used to have to hold a piece of raw meat in my arm.
Nice.
In my hand. With a giant leather gauntlet, and this thing would fly down and ravenously tear the meat out of my hands while he was sitting on there. And then I had to reach for his leg and pull a note off of it, and often he would turn and attack me as I tried to pull the note off his leg.
Did he understand the whole show concept and that he had a note that you needed to get and all that?
And he'd get residuals?
He seemed to have less than a thorough grasp of
yeah.
what was going on.
I imagine.
We are talking to Ralph Garman on the phone. His series Joe Schmo 2 finally out on DVD, available everywhere today. You know, it's interesting. We were talking to our entertainment guy on this show, Ralph. I don't think you know him, but we were talking about how you couldn't do a program like Joe Schmo today because the real crazy reality TV has gone so much further than what was a parody back when your show was on the air.
Yeah, when we first started, it was kind of in the heyday of the beginning, I guess, of the heyday of reality television. So there's still a lot you could spoof on, but now it is so ridiculous. The real shows are so ridiculous. There's no place to go for comedy, really.
Yeah, when you look at what they're doing on, you know, VH1 Charm School, and they're having people, you know, eat frog testicles or wherever else they're doing it, I mean, there's nothing you can do that makes fun of that on a show. So it really was kind of a simpler, sweeter time back when your show aired.
And the real contestants now are much funnier than we could have ever have been doing written material on our show. So it really has gone by the wayside. But at the time, it was sort of groundbreaking because no one had really mixed the two genres before. Nope. So it was fun to do.
Now, what kind of extras do you have on the DVD?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have not seen the DVD.
Right. Good.
I think it's just the episodes, quite frankly.
Are you in it?
I am in it.
Okay.
I know that much.
All right. Do you have to buy it?
Spike had no interest in actually putting it out on DVD.
That's why it took so long?
That's why it took so long. So the two creators of the show, Paul Wernick and Rhett Reese, had to try to negotiate the rights away from Spike in order to release it on their own and get it put on DVD. So that's why it took so long to put it out.
Wow.
How about that? Now, Ralph, what have you been doing since you hosted Joe Schmo? I know I've seen you show up in a couple of movies and a couple of TV shows, but anything big?
Well, of course, I did Two for the Money with Al Pacino, which, you know, is one of the highest grossing films of all time.
I don't think that's
great to be.
I don't think that's true.
Well, it was one of the highest grossing films of that weekend it came out.
I don't even think that's true.
It was in the top 10.
Okay, all right.
And I'm also currently developing a spinoff from my popular character on NYPD Blue. Officer Gruden. They're working on a spin-off show. It's a musical just called Gruden! Exclamation point.
Wow.
And you're gonna, I would like to see that.
I would too.
Yeah, it's going to be like cop rock mixed with not cop rock. Something else.
Well, that's success. That has success written all over it.
Yeah. I can't.
I'm going to be a singing, dancing cop. So that's kind of the plan.
Okay.
So we'll see. I like it.
All right, so Joe Schmo 2 out on DVD today, and I understand if you buy both seasons together through Amazon.com, you do get a special discount price, so that's a pretty good heads up for the listeners.
It'll give you minutes of entertainment, I promise you.
All right, well, you got to go because you got a lot of other interviews.
Yeah, I got a hard out, guys. I'm sorry, but I do have I've got Winky in the Sleeve over in New Mexico. I'm going to give them a call. And
give Winky my best. I worked with him in Houston for a while.
I sure will.
That went south quick, too. No time for details.
All right, listen, next time you're in town and you have some time, we'd love to have you in the studio if you could spare the time, Mr. Garman.
I don't see that happening, guys.
Right. Speaking of concerts, our friend Dave, the King of Mexico, and I don't know how he can afford this with what he's making here at this radio show, but he is essentially taking the summer off and following Gwen Stefani and Hayley Williams from Paramore all over the country. Am I right, Dave?
That's right. Those are his two favorite bands of all time, and when he heard that they were going to tour together, his head exploded.
It almost did. It literally almost did.
And he said, I'm going to follow them. I'm going to be a roadie, and I'm going to go on the road.
My eyes went bonkers, man.
Yeah! That's true. That is
now,
true.
Dave, I understand having a favorite band. I mean, there are bands and artists that I have seen, you know, a dozen times or more. But when you see the show on consecutive nights or in consecutive cities, I mean, you're seeing the same show over and over again, right?
Most of the time, but sometimes they change it up. Yeah. You know, like No Doubt played an old song and Gwen forgot the words. And see, that was awesome. That was awesome to see. And if I wasn't there, I would have missed it.
So Dave told us on Friday that he was going to go to Chicago. He was going to interview Haley. And we laughed at him, rightfully so. And so he went to Chicago, and he figured out a way to get backstage. And Dave, you want to tell us the results of your trip and your interview attempt after being soundly mocked by this show?
I got an interview with Haley.
How about that? Come on.
He did.
Yeah, ran into her and said, hey, can we talk
to you? He just ran into her?
Well,
he did. Yeah. There's a lot of climbing fences to run into her, though.
A lot of running, now, too, by the way.
Does she love you? Does she know who you are, Dave?
She's like, hey, dude. I was like, hey.
Yeah. Can I talk to you real quick?
But is the hey, dude, like, I've seen this guy before, but I have no idea where?
I think it was the hey, dude, like, yeah, like, I know you, but
I know you, but I can't place.
Right. Like, yeah.
But did you follow the rules and not tell her you were with us or K-Rock?
Not one word.
Not from the Kevin and Bean Show.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good.
Where'd you talk to her?
On the tour bus.
On the tour.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
How about that?
Yeah.
Was the van a rockin'? Should I not come and knock? Was it one of those kind of situations?
Oh no, she has people. So
okay. So the King of Mexico was on the bus, and Haley was on the bus. Where was the recorder that you recorded it with? Out underneath the bus engine.
I think it was on the engine. Yeah, it was in the air conditioner.
Wait till you hear this. Bean, this is the best quality that we've ever heard. This is the King of Mexico as he finds Haley.
Found us.
You don't know how long I've stalked and followed you guys.
All right, wait.
That's it.
Wait.
What do you mean, is this an FBI sting? What? What's going on here? Did you hide a microphone in the couch? She didn't know she was being recorded? What's going on?
I guess the tour bus needs, you know, power for TV and all that.
Right.
It was loud in there. So, and I didn't realize that with...
No, it sounded good.
Found us.
You don't know how long I've stalked and followed you guys for.
Right.
You know,
okay.
How do you think the King of Mexico, Paramore, No Doubt tour is going?
All right, so that's pretty funny, because, you know, after he spoke to Megan Fox, I'd like to ask you a question. Hello, that was a disaster. So he starts off with comedy. How's the King of Mexico, No Doubt, Paramore show going?
This tour has been huge every night.
Really?
Yes, every night, biggest crowds we've ever played to. They're singing along, having a good time, and it's been really cool for us because we expected to just. No Doubt.
All right, let me just tell you what she says, because
okay,
it's hard
you.
To understand. She thought they were just going to be all No Doubt fans, but Paramore fans came out, too. She was very excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, Dave, could you have moved the microphone, I don't know, in the same half of the bus that you were in?
What do you mean? I mean, I couldn't.
That microphone
I couldn't tell the difference, dude. It was...
Look, I watch NASA TV, and I've seen video shot in the space shuttle, okay, which is thousands of miles from Earth. Way better quality.
You guys gotta understand. I did this with a flip camera, so
right, which
even...
has pretty good audio.
And yeah, when it's not under a jet engine. Come on,
but was she standing inside the jet engine?
Both of us were, apparently.
All right. So then he talks to her about Twitter.
You said Twitter. You were on Twitter. I know you were on first, and then you weren't.
Yeah.
Okay. So the question, for those of you that can't understand because it's terrible audio, is: you were on Twitter at first, you were, and then you weren't. That's the question.
That's a all question?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what changed your mind?
Dude, okay. I would knock on everyone that, like, had Twitter. So I was just like, man, that's so stupid.
She would make fun of people that were on Twitter. She'd say it was stupid.
Like, you know, oh, they have Gore taking dope now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just thought it seemed so silly.
See, if you Twitter that would be awesome. I mean, I actually am requesting that you Twitter that.
Sick, dude. I don't think I'll do that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Thank God. What is Dave's fascination with poop?
Dude, I don't know, but he is. He's relentless lately.
Dude, if Haley took a poop and Twitter about it, that'd be the best thing ever.
Yeah. And right, Mike? Hot poop.
Stop it.
Oh, God.
What is wrong with you guys? So Dave, again, by the way, who must have prepared for this interview, comes back with the comedy, which is he's gonna join with them and just to take to the road.
So, guys, where's my bunk going to be? Because, you know, I think I'm going to join the tour from here on out, you know?
I don't know that we have any.
So she's shutting that down quick.
Tell me Dave's going to suggest they share a bunk. I mean,
he did not.
Clearly there's room for that, right?
No, actually suggested that I stay under the TV.
Yeah.
But we had a nice flat screen in there.
We couldn't hear that part because the jet engines were going. And then finally, he presents her with a gift. A little surprising.
One last thing, I have something for you. First time I saw you guys, I purchased this little item, and it's been to about 17 Paramore shows now with me.
What do you think he's talking about, Bean? He's got items there, he's been to 17 Paramore shows with him.
It's got to be fingerless gloves, right?
Yeah, I wanted to give it back to you, because it means so much to me to you.
Gloves! Look! You actually have them!
Guys, the fingerless gloves are retiring.
Oh my goodness!
That's awesome. I think this one's for you.
Thank you.
This one's for me. Guys, thank you so much for letting me stalk you and follow you guys.
Yeah, it's all right.
Good times.
No big deal.
Dave, the King of Mexico, did it again. Kevin and Bean, suck it.
Okay, why do they want your used, tired out, worn out gloves?
Here's what I
don't
like.
Understand that.
Here's what I like. He only gave him one, and he kept one for himself.
Yep.
One for you, one
it's
for me.
It's like when you have a heart necklace.
Yes,
you have, one
you
half,
have the other half.
And, yeah.
What you couldn't see there
where
was
do you
us
think,
holding hands and being best friends.
Right. Where do you think that glove is right now that you gave her?
Right where I left it.
Trash.
Probably just no,
in the trash.
On the,
dude,
on
she
the
threw that away before you even got out from backstage. I mean, what is she going to do with that? What
or
do you expect her to do with
it on stage?
I got to say, I got to give the man 10 out of 10 for getting her and interviewing Haley, and a 1 out of 10 for sound quality. Not really
exactly.
All that good.
Them and me suck.
All right.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, as you mentioned. It is Tuesday morning, and it is not only the summer of death, but it's the summer of unbelievable concerts. Everybody here at the station's buzzing about Incubus last night at the Hollywood Bowl and how amazing that was. We've got these Pearl Jam tickets that we give away right now, 1-800-520-1067. Pearl Jam is playing like five nights in Southern California. You can win tickets for September 30th if you want to call right now. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10. What's the name of our new game, Kevin?
Jam on it.
Jam on it. Pearl Jam tickets is what we got for you. Listen up, y'all. This is all you gotta do. Identify the jam is how you play the game. Yeah, we know this is really, really lame. Jam on it.
I don't know why the chipmunks are in that, but they are.
Omar turning on his own intro. How about that? All right, here's the way the game is played. All of the answers to win Pearl Jam tickets are going to have the word jam in them. It's as simple as
jam on it.
Right, exactly. They're all things that have jam in the title. That's what we're looking for. If you get it right, you go into the drawing. Lisa May will pick two contestants this morning to win tickets to see Pearl Jam before they go on sale. Kevin, who's our first contestant?
Begin with Travis, who is a teacher. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Travis.
Hi, Travis. Good morning. Again, the answer will have jam in the title. Listen up. You are contestant number one. Usually held every 4 years, the Boy Scouts from all over America gather at this national event.
I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. What's the question?
Boy Scouts national event is called what? Held every 4 years. Involving
Jamboree?
Yes!
Right.
Who would have thought he was going to get that?
Would not have predicted that at all, Travis. Well done. You're in the drawing.
All right, you hold on.
Let's go to Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
You ready to play Jam on It?
Yeah, I sure am.
There you go. All right, listen up. Bugs Bunny and the rest of the Looney Tunes characters co-starred with Michael Jordan in this 1996 feature film.
Space Jam.
Sure. There you go. Well done.
Nicely done. Hold on.
What was that?
That was an attempt to play it, and it didn't work.
Let's go to Kim, who is an art teacher. Hi, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning,
Lisa May. Good morning, Kim.
What record label was founded by Rick Rubin and Russell Simmons? They signed the Beastie Boys back in
1985.
Death
Jam?
Look at
yes!
that.
Wow. Jam
on it. We have good contestants this time. Wow. Sometimes they don't get any of them.
Yeah.
These people, no one's missed yet, so there's no pressure on Reza. Tell you that. Hello, Reza.
Hi, Kevin. Hey, Bean. Hey, Lisa. How's
Hello.
It going?
Hello. Good.
All right, Reza, listen up. Here's your question. Again, Jam is in the title. What live motorsport event tour and TV show holds its world's finals each March in Las Vegas?
Super Jam? Motor Jam?
No, I'm sorry. Oh, you are close. The one fail on the phone this morning. Monster Jam is what we were looking for. Nice try.
That was a good attempt.
Yeah.
That was a little tougher, I think.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Let's go to Joel. Hi, Joel.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
It's going well. How about you?
Which 1977 Bob Marley and the Wailers hit had Bob wanting to do this with you, hoping you liked it too, and doing it in the name of the Lord?
Oh, man, I know this, too.
You do. This is a gimme.
Jamming.
There you go.
Yes!
If you didn't get that, because it's just plural of jam. You know, not plural, but jam in.
Jam on it.
Nicely done.
All right.
Hold on. All right, let's go to Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. Hello, Lisa May.
Hello, Sean.
All right, Sean, pretty good contestants today. Let's see if you can keep the streak alive. In construction, what do you call the vertical portion of the frame that a movable entrance barrier is secured to?
The door jam?
The door jam
is right. Nicely done.
Congratulations. See, I thought that was a little bit of a trick question, an easy answer, but a trick question. Well done.
Mike, hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Mike, what foot-related debris is primarily composed of dead skin cells, sock fluff, and sweat?
Yeah.
Is it toe jam?
It is. Enjoy
toe
your
jam.
Breakfast, everybody.
Jam on it.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
All right, we have time for one more?
Sure. Let's do Don.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Another
hey,
teacher.
Lisa May.
Hi, Don.
Speaking of Lisa May, what does Lisa call freeway congestion when it comes to a standstill?
A traffic jam.
There
Nicely
you go.
Done.
Wow, look at all
jam on it.
All right,
we got two pairs of tickets for Pearl Jam. Two winners to see them at the Gibson Amphitheater September the 30th. That's a phenomenal venue to see such a great live band. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10. Lisa, who are our winners?
Our winners are Travis and Joel.
Travis, congratulations.
Yeah.
You got the Pearl Jam tickets. And Joel is on this line. Hey, Joel.
Awesome.
Nicely
awesome.
done. Nicely done yeah. by me as well.
Star on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk to the waxer to the stars, the bleacher to the stars, the person who does all the intimate things with stars' body parts. She apparently is in the Bruno movie. Kevin, you saw the movie over the weekend.
Did.
I did not.
Yep.
Bruno goes in to take advantage of the hot new bleaching behind thing that's going on in L.A.? Is that the deal?
Yes, that's it. I think I understand what you're saying, and yes, unfortunately, okay. He is on all fours, and that's all you need to know.
Okay, well,
I need to know more.
No, you don't.
No, I need to know more.
I can tell you right now you don't.
She has seen too much of Sacha Baron Cohen, but we will interview her next hour. Plus, the world's greatest Asian impressionist joins us after
the
top.
Are you drunk right now?
Ralph is here with a showbiz beat. It's funny coming from Kevin, by the way.
Yeah,
time
I know.
To take a look at what's there.
That's how bad you sound. Kevin's mocking you.
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald. Remember her? A little Pretty in Pink. And
sure.
16 Candles.
Sure.
America's Sweetheart back in the Brat Pack days.
What happened?
Just gave birth to twins on Friday. She already has a 5.5-year-old daughter, and now she's got twins, a boy and a girl, Roman Stylianos, and Adele Georgiana.
Okay.
Roman Stylianos sounds like a soap opera villain. Gwen, who is it? Who are you dating?
I'm dating Roman Stylianos.
Bum, dum, bum. It's over between Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo and Chicken of the Sea fan Jessica Simpson.
Boobies!
That's a shame, because she seemed to be bad luck for him.
Yeah, she was really ruining his career, which was great. People magazine said Tony broke it off with Jess on Thursday, the night before her 29th birthday. Here, I got you something. A broken heart! She is, according to the magazine, shattered.
Yeah.
By the fact that they've broken up. This way she can't get on stage looking all puffy, railing about how much they're in love. Got nothing to talk about now.
Yeah. It was the only thing that seemed to be working in her life right now.
Yeah. Although she's got a new TV show called The Price of Beauty, where she will host a documentary-type reality show traveling the world to see what women will go through to be beautiful.
Okay.
I hope it's on the Silent Network.
They still have that? They still have quiet TV?
I'm not sure they do. I wish they did.
Oh, I did too. Daily Variety says Denzel Washington has dropped out of the feature film Unstoppable. He was supposed to film it along with Chris Pine. The two were playing a veteran and a newbie train engineer who have to jump on a locomotive that's filled with toxic chemicals.
Is it a runaway train?
It is a runaway train.
To bring it to a halt?
Yes.
For disaster?
He's a rookie locomotive engineer, and Denzel was going to be a veteran locomotive engineer, and together they would team up to stop the runaway train.
Really?
Yeah. I can't imagine why Denzel backed out of that.
Sounds like a good decision.
Now Fox is going to have to find another veteran actor to play the engineer who helps out the young conductor, played by Chris Pine. Chris Pine could make pretty much any movie he wanted to right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could.
Why is she making this?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Good question.
Probably because he thought he was going to work with Denzel.
Yeah, right. That's going to end up with Carrot Top. Daily Variety says there's another TV series from the 60s in the works to become a big screen motion picture.
Seems to be all they're doing these days.
You know, I love following the bad ideas for movies. This one is about as bad as any. It's called The Big Valley. Do you even remember The Big Valley?
No, that a TV series?
It was a TV series.
No.
Was it a Western? In the 60s, it was a Western TV series about the wealthy Barkley family of California that lived on a ranch.
Starring Charles Barkley?
Nope.
Oh.
The wealthy Barkley family lived across the valley from the wealthy Lohman family. They used to have a feud.
God damn it.
Put you right in the head.
Put in the file, Mike.
Barbara Stanwyck, Lee Evans, Linda Evans and Lee Majors starred in the TV series.
Are we dying for some kind of a Western
about
series?
About a family who lives on a ranch?
That doesn't seem...
This isn't a series, it's a movie. They're going to make a movie about this family living on a ranch. Based on The Big Valley... The marginally successful series in the 60s.
That is a terrible idea. Did they One get of your worst.
Did they get along with their neighbors? There was fighting? What's the...
Yeah, that's the weird part. They got along with everyone.
Well, then what?
And they just kind of...
Where's the story?
Sat around a campfire making s'mores. I don't know. I don't know what the idea is here.
Listen, man.
Hey, it's Gene Simmons.
How are you?
What's up, Gene Simmons?
You have a big valley I'd like to hike through.
Oh. Whoa! Giggity!
Wow.
Gene.
Wow.
That isn't good for you.
And more movie news. Natalie Portman has been cast as the female lead in the upcoming Marvel's comic superhero movie, Thor.
Yeah.
But a guy who works out too hard
called Thor. Hollywood Reporter says she'll play Jane Foster, who in the comics was Thor's first love. So she's going to be in a big comic book movie. She's already done one. She was in that B is for Vendetta.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
She was real good in that. Kenneth Branagh, the legendary Shakespearean actor and director, will be directing Thor.
That's a left turn for him.
I think that's super. Today's celebrity birthdays. Adam Levine from Maroon 5 celebrates his 27th birthday
today. That guy is flimsy at best and gets all the chicks.
He sure does.
All of them.
He sure does. However, did you see him on 30 Rock?
I don't think so. I don't think I saw that one.
I think it was him. Yeah, it was. He was part of that all-star when they were trying to raise money to get Alan Alda a liver.
No, I don't think so.
They had the We Are the World type telethon on television.
He was in it, singing.
It was like Elvis Costello and a whole bunch of...
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow, yeah. He was actually pretty funny on that show.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. He's 27. Missy Gold from Benson turns 39 years old today.
Wow. She's still
makes
the list.
Missy Gold.
No, this is supposed to be celebrity birthdays.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. Missy Gold of the legendary acting Gold family. Her sister Tracy Gold was also a child actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd often see them in the Hollywood Christmas parade. I remember the Golds would get in one car and drive
to
the center of Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
She is 39 years old today. Matthew Fox from Lost is 43. Jackie Earle Haley, who was so good in Watchmen, 48 years old today. Jane Lynch from Glee and Talladega Nights and other feature films is 49. Kyle Gass from Tenacious D also celebrates his 49th birthday. And Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos, who played Big Pussy, is 63 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business. This might be an outstanding time to remind you that we're having some trouble with the website. In other words, you go there and there's not much to look at right now. We are aware of it. We are in the process of rebuilding it, and we do hope to have it up to full strength sometime this week, including the Kevin and Bean podcast from the last few shows that have not been available. One of the things that I most regret about the website being down, Kevin, is we don't have any place for the awesome videos that are coming in for the Internet Roundup. You know, we make it a point to try to keep that as updated as possible with cool stuff on the net that you need to see, like Asians impersonating Christopher Walken. We got no website to put that up on, and it's awesome.
This is bizarre. I don't remember who sent it to me, but somebody sent me the link for YouTube, and it was Asian people doing their Christopher Walken impression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's even a category or why it's up there, but here's a little bit of the sound.
What you gotta do is grab a free-range chicken. I don't care how you get it. Buy it or hunt it down with a knife. But treat the animal with respect.
Now, by the way, that guy is the best by far.
He's pretty darn good.
He's pretty good.
He sounds like Christopher Walken, right?
Yeah.
He hides it under the pillow, waiting for the two.
All right, so that guy's really, really bad.
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do is we track down the world's greatest Asian impressionist.
Oh.
And we have him on the phone.
Okay.
How about that?
Is this Mr. Sound like him?
How you doing, Randy?
How are you, Sound?
How you go?
Well, we're fine.
The world's greatest Asian impressionist. Sound like him.
Sound
like him, right. Now, this is, admittedly, though, this is a very, very small category. There are not a lot of Asians doing high-quality impression work, correct?
Yeah, as far as I know, I am the only one who actually traveled the world, make a living, performing in a theater, nightclub all over the world.
You make a living at this?
I make a good living.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Well, this is very exciting. Would you mind if we threw out a couple of names just to kind of see? We understand you do everybody. There's nobody we can come up with that you don't do. Would that be all right?
I'll be performing at the Orleans Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada this weekend. So come see me.
Is that right?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, since we started with the Christopher Walken on the tape, let's hear, if you don't mind.
That was horrible.
Well,
that was Christopher Walken I ever heard, those Asian people.
Sounded pretty good to me.
They were horrible.
But I was also basing it on the ones that came after him
were
way worse.
Horrible.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear your Christopher Walken then.
Okay.
All right.
And so your father, say, I stick this watch in my butt for like 5 years.
Hey, Sound?
No way, I go ahead and let them get hold of this for them.
Sound?
Hey, Sound?
Oh,
Sound.
Oh, it doesn't I'm a Christopher sound... Walken.
Right, but it doesn't.
You?
But you're not doing an impression. You're just doing it in your regular voice.
No, that Christopher Walken.
No, well, you were saying the words.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like him, didn't I?
No, but you weren't doing the voice, his inflection.
And so I say, that's your father.
Well, maybe that's not your strong point.
Well, you have this
watch.
Maybe that's not your strong point. Let's try Jack Nicholson. Everybody has a Jack Nicholson, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's hear your Jack Nicholson.
This is Jack Nicholson from the famous movie with the Helen Hunt and Gwyneth.
As good as it gets.
Good as it gets.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, why'd you go crazy, so crazy somewhere else? We all four up here.
Sounds.
Oh, I love the Lakers. Oh, Kobe Bryant is my good friend.
Sounds okay.
You can't handle the truth.
Not even say
That's three different things, and it doesn't sound anything like Jack Nicholson.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
All right, maybe Nicholson is not your forte. How about, here's one that everybody could do. How about William Shatner?
Ah, the famous Captain Kirk.
Yes. Yes.
Spock, we need to go down to the party.
Okay,
and
you're not trying.
Battle the Klingon.
Sound.
Say your feather for stars.
Sound, impressions are not just doing the words. You have to actually try to make your voice sound like that.
I'm still going to give it a go. You're not there how good I am.
You're right. Let's try.
Even though we've been on the phone with you for several minutes, we still have no idea how good you are.
Let's try a cartoon character. How about Homer Simpson?
Oh, love that. It's so funny. Okay. The Simpsons Show.
Okay. Little Homer.
Oh, but you are such a bad son for me. Why don't you go to Flanders' house and...
All right.
Give him a hard time with your hijinks.
Did you say okay. You traveled the world and make a living at this?
I performed at the Orleans Theater this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hope you all come see me. Yeah.
All right. I have a request.
Yes?
You're not having much luck with some of the common voices that the comedians do. Very few people can do President Obama well. Is that one perhaps you can do?
I want a few people who would nail him.
Oh, this is your specialty.
Okay. I got it. I'm lucky because I get it on ground floor because a lot of other people trying to do it cannot get him.
Okay.
Excellent. Right. Excellent.
I think we need to correct the health care situation. And I think we can do it.
That doesn't...
And I think we have to sacrifice.
That's not Obama.
I think that we all will be better off.
That's not...
If the president were Asian, you'd be doing him, but he's not.
My wife, myself,
Sound.
Is a good wife.
Sound, how about...
And our children, they love Russia.
Let's give you Let's give you one more chance. This is pretty much it, though.
Now, is Sound like him? Is he the world's greatest Asian impressionist? Is that what... That's what we were told?
That's what we were told.
Right.
All right.
The uncanny sound like him, they call me.
They call you the uncanny?
Yes, or the canning.
How about Jerry Lewis?
Jerry Lewis, famous comedian for movies,
yes.
Also does a telethon every year.
Yes. Right.
He's an amazing, amazing person.
How about him? Let's hear if you do his impression.
Jerry Lewis on a telethon.
All right.
So I say, my kids, really, I should be raising some money, you know? Because when the kids are walking again, then everyone will be very, very happy. And I hope to God that
happened?
I don't have to do this anymore. I hope there'll come a day where I don't have to do this telethon and raise this money. Because the kids are going to be walking.
Apparently.
And so
apparently he is the world's greatest Asian impressionist.
The other day.
Wow.
And I said to him, I said, baby...
All right.
Let's all be friends with the people and all the goodness.
That's a really good Jerry Lewis.
I'm still working on that one. Okay. I've not quite got it yet.
Kevin Amin Show here talking about Pink Cheeks in the Valley. It's on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. PinkCheeks.com is the website. You know what they say, Kevin? Where there's hair, we're there. That's what their motto is.
I know that's true.
Pink Cheeks has been featured on the Kevin and Bean Show before a long, long time ago when Psycho Mike went down to get some anal bleaching, but it has reared its ugly head again because...
Reared! See what you did?
Not to be the butt of a joke, but apparently it makes an appearance in the new Bruno film.
Holla, Beaches!
And we have Cindy on the line, who is the owner of Pink Cheeks. Hey, Cindy, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are
Good
you, dear?
Good morning. Wonderful.
You were in the Bruno movie. You are a movie star in America's number one film. How does that make you feel?
He got me full on legitimately.
Yeah. You didn't know it was him and you didn't know it was a movie?
If I did, I wouldn't have looked like I was rode hard and put away wet. Oh, my God. He's totally surprised me. I had no idea.
What did you know when he booked it? Just that he was a random person?
Nope. They called and asked me if I would. There was an Austrian model. And he was going around the United States for his show in Austria, and he was going to be filming different perks and weird things that people do in America, and could he please come in and get waxed, because getting his butt waxed is something that he found very unique and charming and interesting.
So
unique and charming and interesting, you mean really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you're kind of used to this, especially being in Southern California. I mean, you've probably, I know we talked to you, you've probably been interviewed dozens of times for the same reason, right?
Well, pretty good, but I guess this was a new experience for him. So he was intrigued with it, so they booked it.
Yeah.
And when he shows up, I mean, they stay in character. Hey, here's an Austrian guy. We're just filming this for TV back home. There's no mention that it's Sacha Baron Cohen, that it's the Bruno movie. You don't know any of that, right?
Not a single bit. I just had to sign these forms to release it, and I did. And he was due at 7:30 at night because I worked all day since 6 a.m. He didn't show up until 9, so I was sitting there with my arms crossed in the chair.
Oh.
All the production was there waiting, but he was supposed to be there at 7:30, and he didn't show up till 9.
And you'd been working since 6 a.m.
in the morning, and the fur was flying that day, too, and I was tired. So I was kind of annoyed, but I was just sitting there patiently waiting. And then he comes in, and he's very flamboyant, and he's tall, and he's striking, and he's beautiful, and he's all over the place, walking all over the salon, patting his hair and just sashaying. And I reached my hand out to shake his hand to introduce myself, and he turned his back on me. And it's like, oh my God, and this little ungrateful guy. And so then, you know, and he's just so all over the salon that his energy is just magnificent, and he was very powerful and handsome.
All right, take it easy. Are you in love with him?
Someone's a little turned on by her job.
Well, he was intimidating, you know. And
okay.
So we brought him in the room, and he talked, and I did look straight up at him. He was so tall, and it was fun though. But I got him, you know. I just waxed his winker, and they filmed everything.
Look, I know that someone has to do that all the time, but that's what you did since 6 a.m.?
I was, and people are waiting for me when I open the salon in the morning because they love it because it's before their work.
Yeah.
And
isn't
they love
something?
It. Yeah.
Now, you didn't realize that you weren't in the mindset of thinking, hey, this is Sacha Baron Cohen, but I mean, did you know who he was? Had you seen Borat?
Yes, I did, but I had no idea, and I looked straight in his face. After it was done, we talked for a little while, and I looked straight in his face, and I'm pretty savvy, but I never, never, never picked it up that it was him. And then I just forgot about it. 5 minutes after he was gone, I put my salon back together and went home. I was exhausted. I kind of just wanted to get him out of there by that point.
Sure.
And I just went on home and forgot all about it. And about a month ago, a girl comes in, and she says, Cindy, I saw you in a movie. And I said, I've not been in any movies. And she said, I saw you in a movie. I did. And I go, honey, I've not been in any movies. I've been TV and radios. I've been doing this for 25 years, but not any movies. And she said, yes, you have. She goes, have you ever heard of Sacha Baron Cohen? I said, yes. And she goes, you know, he was an Austrian model. And I slapped the table at the point where she jumped. And I looked at her and put my hands on my hips, and I said, you're kidding me. Goes, you're in Bruno. I said, you're kidding me.
That's awesome.
You're kidding me. And then Paula Abdul, he was talking about Paula Abdul when he was on his hands and knees. They didn't have that in the movie really quite as much, but they were talking about her, and she's a friend and client of mine, too. So when she came in, we were pointing at each other, screaming, because she had no idea either.
Oh, that's funny, because for those of you that haven't seen Bruno, he does interview Paula Abdul.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite funny.
Uh-huh. And so we were just laughing, and we had a great time with it, and it was just amazing. But it was so thoughtful of him. And, you know, we got 4 hits on it. We got the front of our salon, they showed, and then me waxing him, they showed.
Mm-hmm.
And then mid-show, they talked about anal bleach. He was late for something or something. Because he was getting his anal bleached, and then at the end of the show, Elton John singing a song, and he says the words anal bleach in it.
Yeah, that happened.
No.
Not to give away too much, but that did happen.
I know, it was so cool.
Those of you that have never heard of that that type of bleaching, you might want to look that up.
Yeah, we call it.
Well, go to pickchicks.com. You got to check it out, because you can't. I mean, when we first found out about it, and when we sent Psycho Mike down to do it a couple of years ago, Cindy, we couldn't believe that that was an area of the body that people were really going to try to spruce up and make look good. I mean, isn't there some place on your body you just give up and go, well, that's for something else?
Isn't that funny? But you know, we got a lot of comments about it with the girls in the early days, and we did it under the radar. I found the great product. We have it made for us, and it was porn stars and girls that were, you know, younger, that just wanted to shake their booty, and they asked me a lot about that area. Now, everybody thought that they were dark in that anal area because they didn't wipe good.
Okay, wow. This has gone really south really quickly. All right, listen, here's the thing. She not only takes the hair off, but she bleaches the skin to a lighter color.
That's what happens.
A tidy whitey. Sure.
And how long does that last? Is Bruno still walking around looking picture perfect?
You know, he was just picture perfect, and his legs went from Sherman Oaks to Santa Clarita, I'll tell you. And he's really a pretty flawless-looking guy.
Yeah. All right.
Well, congratulations on your success and your number one film. And I guess it sounds like you've got nothing but business out there at Pink Cheeks in the Valley, right?
It's pretty sweet. I'm very grateful.
Well, Cindy, you're awesome. We always appreciate having you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for talking to us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for thinking about me.
No worries.
You bet.
Right. Bye now.
I've been hearing a lot about this Ashley Simpson Wentz lately, more than I really care to. You know, she is married to Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Oh.
She's Jessica Simpson's sister. She is one of the regular featured actors on the new Melrose Place reboot that's coming to television this fall. And then Ralph reported just yesterday that she and her father, Joe, her manager, have figured out a way to capitalize on the Michael Jackson frenzy that's going on around the world right now. Apparently, she is scheduled to release an album of all Michael Jackson cover songs. Now, look, there's some great songs there, and I wouldn't mind hearing some covers of some of those songs. I don't know that Ashley Simpson Wentz is bringing anything new to that party.
That is a horrible idea, and I can't imagine anyone would buy that.
No.
I mean,
not at all.
Look, the Michael Jackson story was so huge for, I don't know, what, 3-4 weeks now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's sort of dying down, but we are going to get these tribute type, you know, projects from time to time. So we started looking into the Ashley Simpson thing, and we found a superstar tribute album to Michael Jackson, a real one,
mm-hmm.
from artists that, I don't know, maybe you want to hear from.
Oh, okay.
Instead
and this
Ashley.
Makes a lot of sense because, you know, he had a lot of fans who are musicians and other artists who love him and appreciate, you know, what he brought to the game. So I can understand why some people would want to pay tribute to Michael, just not Ashley Simpson Wentz. That's not the one
right.
I want to hear. Who you got?
Well, we found some clips online. The first one is Mr. Bob Dylan.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
People would love that.
Talk about names, huh?
Yeah.
And he is doing Beat It. Here's a little bit of that.
Hey, Johnny, I'm a killer man here. And why don't he offend and better disappear? The eyes in your eyes and the lens are in the clear. Beat it. Then beat it.
All right. I don't know that brings anything new to Beat It.
Well, I mean, it's Bob Dylan,
though. It's his spin.
Right, yeah,
you know.
Okay.
We got another clip. This one's from Tom DeLonge, and he is doing his tribute to Michael Jackson as Man in the Mirror.
Okay.
All right.
I'm stopping with a man in the mirror. I'm talking to a man in space. He was an angel many moons ago, but then when a Viking soul went to Saturn, the cosmos came to me in a crystal ball, and it changed music forever, and your eardrums can't comprehend how mystically brilliant the sound of the gypsies dust. Yeah, forever, man in the mirror.
Thank you. That's Tom DeLonge, our friend from Blink 182 and Angels and Airwaves. Again, he may be taking too many liberties with the lyrics to Man in the Mirror.
All right. What would you say if I told you we found a clip from The Boss?
Bruce Springsteen doing Michael Jackson?
Bruce Springsteen.
Love it.
Doing one of the biggest Michael Jackson songs of all time.
Yes.
Thriller.
Now, I remember back in Jersey, I was walking this girl I was dating out of the movie theater, and we just seen this scary movie about zombies and vampires and werewolves. So I was walking home with her, and next thing you know, I think it was a full moon, I started to change, and I became like a zombie. Then all of a sudden, all these other zombies came out, and we all started dancing. I remember I was dancing, but I was kind of like dancing like a zombie would. She was scared. I remember she was running home, and I was running after her. And then Clarence, he played on the saxophone like a big saxophone-playing zombie. And then I think I became a werewolf. I don't really remember. I was pretty high on crack at the time.
Well, that's not so much of a remake as it is a storytelling.
It takes Bruce a while to get to the point sometimes.
William Shatner, the great William Shatner.
Oh, he's great.
Captain Kirk doing The Way You Make Me Feel.
The Way You Make Me Feel.
Now this I would find.
Really turn me on. You knock me off my feet. My lonely days are gone!
All right, I'm in. I like it. Again, if you're just joining us, Michael Jackson tribute album with lots of superstar friends and fans commemorating his work.
How about the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Anthony Kiedis.
Anthony Kiedis doing one of Michael Jackson's hits, Human Nature.
Oh, why? Why? California smacking the backbone, dick back to dig and dong. Why? Why? Why does it do me that way in California? Yeah, if they say why, ooh, why? Bing, back a doom, smack a dick, bing, bang, whack a doom, whack a doom, human nature. Why? Why? California that way. California, whack, bang, dig a dong.
Not sure that one's finished, but
did he phone that in? What happened with that?
Just production value, man. Production value. And finally, the great David Bowie.
Now we're talking. There's some musical talent there.
I'm sorry, I wanted to introduce it first. This is David Bowie doing Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, all-star tribute to Michael Jackson.
Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough.
Well, there you go. It's an all-star.
Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough.
All-star tribute.
Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough.
I think we got it.
Don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough.
Buy that on Amazon.
Don't stop till you get enough. Stop till you get enough.
Does he do any other part of the song?
This part.
Okay, there you go.
just the fade out. That's
all. Ralph Garman has joined us for our final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. What you talking about, Ralph?
Kings of Leon beating each other up.
Yeah.
Getting all upset and whatnot. Story is that lead singer of Kings of Leon... Where's that story?
Caleb.
You're someplace. Caleb.
You're looking for the whole story, though.
I am looking for the whole story. I started it from memory, and I was going to look down and get my details, and I was like, oh, I don't have the story in front of me. Here it is. Caleb apparently had some sound problems on a show in Scotland last Friday night, and after the show, the boys got into a screaming match. The manager had to step in to keep Caleb from throwing punches at Nathan and Jared and Matthew, his brother and cousin.
Violence is never... the answer.
That's true.
And, yeah, and they weren't speaking after the show, so...
K-Rock microphones were there, by the way.
There's Caleb there and Matthew. Here Nathan steps in.
Wow.
And then Jared comes in.
Now, who's that right there?
That's Nathan. All right. This is Jared here. And that's Caleb picking up a Gibson guitar. Getting Matthew with it there.
Wow.
Better ball. I don't know what that last one was.
That's when Brock Lesnar jumped in out of the crowd.
Right, started flipping off everyone in the audience. So, yeah, trouble in paradise for Kings of Leon. But hopefully they were able to work their way through it.
They used to be so good.
They sold out. Why are you so This is... People should not think of this album as you, because you before were not the same as this.
Oh, they don't judge you on this record.
A man claims that he... wrote the TV show Lost.
Yep, I'm sure he does.
32 years ago.
32 Yay! Years ago.
Anthony Spinner, who was a producer on Beretta, starring Robert Blake.
Yeah.
Says he was paid $30,000 to write a TV pilot back in 1977 that he called Lost. It was a story of an airplane headed to Los Angeles that crashed into a tropical jungle-like environment.
Is that right?
Filled with characters... just like Jack, Locke, Saeed, Kate, and Sawyer. All ripoffs of his characters. He claims he is suing ABC and Touchstone Television, claiming that he was paid to write the show for ABC back in 77. Then he resubmitted it in 91 and 94 and was passed on each time. Then suddenly, Touchstone has a show just like that in 2004. Well, he is crying foul. Foul, I say.
Why does he wait six seasons in to say, hey, by the way...
Well, he tried to sue a few years ago. But the case was dismissed for procedural reasons. Apparently, he didn't file the right kind of paperwork or something. So now he is refiling his suit. Okay. Hopefully, he'll get his day in court.
Can we have him on and ask him how it ends?
Great.
Get some details
on that.
You don't
care about their show. Tell us how did you end it?
Isn't it interesting that he wrote it in 1977? Because that's the year that the Losties went back to, right? That's where a bunch of them are living is 1977.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there's something
Maybe
here.
Maybe they went back and stole the idea from him and then brought it into the present.
I'll tell you, interestingly, you should go to TMZ for this story and click on the document itself because he gives the synopses of his characters that he wrote for his Lost.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the Trailblazer character challenges the group to accept that they are stuck on the island and the island can provide for them.
Okay.
A military man, his version, Saeed, right?
Yeah. Saeed, right.
Survives and sets strategy in place to take responsibility for leadership and military-style activities. Mm. A stubborn and reluctant semi-hero, which would be the Sawyer character. I mean, it's weird kind of how his characters do sort of correlate with the ones on the current show.
Did his Kate take a shower on scene?
Hey! Where are my clothes?
Does she say that?
I don't think he wrote that.
All right.
So, dismissed. Well,
I guess that's probably easy to prove or disprove, right? I mean, he had to get it.
If he can prove when he wrote it.
Yeah.
Because it does sound awfully similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wrote it for ABC, too, by the way. That helps him. It's not just like it was sitting in a drawer somewhere. It was presented to people at the same network that ended up airing the show, right?
And, yes. And here's the thing. This guy was a TV producer.
Yeah.
Is a TV producer. It's not like he's some jackal sitting in a double wide in Oklahoma said, hey, I thought of that. Polar bears in the Ark in the tropics.
And so, smoke monster.
Smoke monster was my idea because I smokes a lot.
Although it also seems like anything successful gets sued because somebody else came up with it.
Well, sure. No one sues over failures. If it's something's a failure, no one says, hey, I want some of the money you didn't make on that.
It's almost never the case, though. So
because there's no money in it. There's no money in failure.
I'm saying even with the successful ones. It doesn't seem like they usually...
That they have rights, you mean?
It doesn't seem like they usually win those suits.
They usually don't. No, that's true. Here's the thing. Often, people have similar ideas at the same time.
Right.
It just happens that way. So it's very hard to prove specifically that your work is being ripped off. However, like I said, if you go to this, if you go to TMZ and look at the document, if it is, in fact, the actual thing that he wrote, there are some bizarre similarities.
Hmm.
They could be just that. You never know.
I'd love to talk to the dude.
Okay. Let's call him right now.
We don't have time right now.
Oh, okay. Good thing, because I didn't have his number. I'm glad you didn't call my bluff. It's Tuesday. New DVDs and CDs are in stores today. Daughtry, the band, of course, led by former American Idol contestant Chris Daughtry, has their second CD out today called Leave This Town.
What do you think of him, Ralph?
What do you think of him? I think he's a rather entertaining fellow myself.
I think he's talented. He does have a great voice. Not my kind of meat and potatoes rock and roll, but I think he does pretty good songs.
I agree.
Not my kind of music either, but huge, right?
Oh, monster.
Successful.
Yes, yeah. He is one of the most successful Idol contestants ever.
Why are you bad, America?
500 Days of Summer. Music from the motion picture also drops today. And the new CD by Chico DeBarge.
Yeah!
Addiction. Addiction is the name of the new CD. Hopefully we can get Chico in sometime next week. Maybe maybe Breakfast with Chico. How about
that?
Breakfast with DeBarge.
Don't need that.
Play some of his newest music for
Don't need any of that.
Very excited.
None.
New on DVD today, Mad Men Season 2, in case you're missing that excellent show. You can catch up. Leverage, the first season, another show I like a lot on TNT. I believe the second season starts tonight on TNT. And the Joe Schmo Show 2, the second season of the popular basic cable reality comedy Joe Schmo is available today on DVD.
I got
as well.
That. That's crap. That's
it's
crap.
Excellent.
I mean, it's excellent.
Especially the Falcon twists.
Especially that part.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays.
All I remember is the Falcon has spoken. That's all
the
I remember.
The Falcon has spoken. Now it's time for the Falcon twist. I think I'm screaming out of the sky, landing on my arm.
We interviewed Ralph Garman, the young host of that
television
show.
Oh, he played Derek Newcastle on that show.
That was him.
That's right.
Yeah.
He hosted both seasons of Joe Schmo.
He's a talented
dude.
And
we had him on the show earlier today, and he was a little cagey about what he's up to today. We haven't heard much from him lately, but he was out there flogging the DVD this morning.
Hmm.
It's top-notch gay.
I do an excellent Ralph Garman impression.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Him as Derek Newcastle.
Can we hear it?
Does anyone smell that?
Sounds just like him.
That is good, yeah.
You're also a bug pirate.
Hey, what?
It's true.
Where does that come from?
But is it true?
Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos is 63 years old today as we look at celebrity birthdays. Kyle Gass, KG of Tenacious D, is 49. Jane Lynch, very talented actress, also turns 49. Jackie Earle Haley, he was in the, he was a little kid actor.
Bears.
He was in the Bad News Bears. And then he went on to play creepy adults.
Little Children.
He got an Oscar nomination for that. Yeah, a little pedophile. He's a little Weasley pedophile in that movie. Matthew Fox, speaking of Lost, he is 43 years old today. Tanya Donnelly.
Nope.
Tanya Donnelly from Belly. So you put Donnelly and Belly together and you get Donnelly.
Yeah.
She is 43 years old today.
Is there any line?
I like Belly. I'm giving Belly a little love.
That delineates celebrity birthdays.
Give a little love to Belly.
From everyone else's
Feed
birthdays.
Feed the tree. How about that? Yeah, that's what I thought. Shut you right up, didn't I?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about. I don't know what I'm talking about either.
I don't even know what that is.
Adam Levine from Maroon 5 is 27 years old today. But the reason we celebrate today, the reason we got out of bed this morning, the reason we're all here, Taboo from Black Eyed Peas. Hey. Taboo celebrates his 34th birthday.
I have lost all respect for all of you and the Black Eyed Peas and Fergie, you fuggly bitch.
Wow. Ooh, take it easy.
What does Prez think of Taboo? He didn't even tell us.
Just trying to wish the guy a happy birthday. Yeah, come on. Man.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got to tell you about a couple of people that we talk to all the time on the morning show. If you listen only in the afternoon, you may not have heard Gerald and Linda Polly.
They're the best.
They speak to God, and they speak to all of the different celebrities and or people who are in heaven. Mm-hmm. And Kurt Cobain has written songs and given them to her, Linda Polly, to sing.
John Lennon
has written many songs. Yeah. They've been in a lot of contact with Michael Jackson as well, and they live in where, North Dakota?
Yeah, I think they're outside Fargo, North Dakota, and we want to dial them up right now. I think Gerald's at work, but we're going to talk to the beautiful Linda Polly. Voicesfromspirit.com is their website. Today is Linda's birthday, by the way, guys, so let's definitely wish her a happy day and find out what's going on.
All right.
I love Linda so much, and she will be mine.
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
How are you?
Happy birthday. Kevin and Bean here.
Hi.
How are you, sweetheart?
How have you been?
Pretty good, thanks.
What are you doing for your birthday today, your big day today?
Not much that I know of. Just a regular day here.
Yeah. Did Gerald remember?
Yep.
He did. Okay.
Now, he's at work, right? He's not at home today?
Right.
Oh, this is great. We've been wanting to get you alone for a long time, Linda. Do you want to get out? Do you want us to send you bus fare?
No, that's all right.
If we sent you bus fare, what would happen?
Would you leave?
No.
All right, we're just checking. All right.
Okay. Got plenty of stuff to do.
Well, listen, we just want to make sure you're safe and everything's good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys what Linda's life is like for those who haven't heard the Paulies on the morning show is that she wakes up in the morning and her husband, Gerald, God bless him, starts channeling the words from heaven and makes her sit down and type every day like 1,000 pages of rambling nonsense. And she has to type that up, put it up on the website, send it out via email. I mean, all day long, it seems like all you do is type crazy stuff, Linda.
Well, it's very important news from the afterlife.
Right. It's crazy stuff to people who don't understand.
Yeah,
but for those of us that do, it's information from the afterlife. Now,
right.
You sent Bean an email, that I guess all of us, that had some information on Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
What is it that you've had some conversations with him?
We've been talking to him once in a while, but we've mainly been reporting on what he's been doing.
What has he been doing in heaven?
A whole bunch of miracles that nobody's ever been, nobody has ever seen anything like before.
Okay, but why is Michael Jackson handling this? This seems like the work of Jesus or God or whoever else is. I mean, Michael Jackson's just a guest there. He's not sent up to heaven to work.
Well, as you know, Jesus left the earth last year.
Right.
And, well, just some incredible things have been happening.
I see. Okay.
What does he want to have happen to the children?
He wants somehow to have us raise the money and take care of them.
Okay. All right. Well, ho. Wait. You're saying that Michael Jackson told you from heaven that he doesn't want his kids to be with his mom or the nanny that's been raising them or any of the friends. He wants you and Gerald to take care of the kids?
Well, I believe he wants them to come here with them, but us to help them out or something. It's all confusing.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if this part is confusing, but I seem to remember one of Gerald's emails suggested that Michael Jackson would like to be cloned and then have you raise the Michael Jackson kid clone in North Dakota as well.
Right. he told him that was illegal. That couldn't happen.
All right, because if it's illegal.
That's the only thing that's standing in the way of that happening, too. So would you have Prince and Blanket and the kids? I mean, would you raise them in North Dakota, Linda?
Yeah, sure. Whatever I could do to help.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, I mean, okay. Good luck with that.
Have you contacted anybody from the family and let them know what Michael wants?
He's been trying to get some messages through. We don't know if they're receiving them or not.
Right.
Okay. And how about musically? I mean, I know you've got a strong musical connection with a lot of famous people in the afterlife. Is Michael Jackson giving you any songs?
He gave Gerald one.
Okay. And have you sung that yet?
No, I haven't. It was for him to do without any music with it.
But he doesn't sing, Gerald. You're the singer.
He does pretty good. Right. He tries. Okay. It's kind of hard for him. Since his heart surgery.
Sure. Were you offended that Michael chose your husband instead of you?
No way.
You're not offended. All right.
Yeah. I mean, they work as a team, I guess. You guys are very tight. How long have you been married, you and Gerald?
Let's see. What is it? 37 years?
Wow.
37 years.
Kidding. I'm kind of lost.
What was the name of the song that Michael gave to Gerald?
It's called Don't Shiver in the Darkness.
Don't Shiver in the Darkness. Do you know any of it or what it's like? Can you sing a little
Can
for us?
Can you hum or sing it?
Just yeah, bit. I have the lyrics right here.
Oh,
yes.
I'd love to hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Michael Jackson song he wrote in heaven and gave to the Pollies in North Dakota.
Don't shiver in the darkness. Don't tremble in the night. For you are the glory. That for which we fight. Come into the sunshine, come into the light, for you are the glory that shines for us at night.
Wow.
Rock.
Yeah, come on. Look at that.
That is just like Black and White.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Ralph, why are you in here trying to rain on our parade again this afternoon?
I'm here to try to do the Lord's work and beseech you to put this bit down.
The best bit we do, the wheel of bad animal voices?
Euthanasia for the wheel of animal voices is what I'm suggesting.
We have too many great animal stories.
Yeah.
That always end in the same lame-ass bit.
So we can't figure out which one to do, so we put them all on a wheel, then we spin it, and then we talk to the person that knows about that particular case.
No, you don't. You talk to me doing a silly animal voice in the other room, and no good ever comes from it.
No one knows it's you.
I'm the guy doing it, and I don't think it's funny.
But, Ralph, if we see a story about suicidal turtles in New York, turtles that come out of the water and crawl onto the runway trying to commit suicide, right. We have to call and talk to those turtles. I mean,
no,
that's part of that's in our DNA,
but
though.
I'm saying you do not.
Yeah, because what could a turtle be that upset
because
about?
God gave you free will.
You know what
I'm
I mean?
Saying God gave you free will, and you can say, we choose not to talk
What's
to those
What's going on
turtles?
In a turtle's life because you know they're that upset?
Well, I'm very sad because I ran out of turtle wax for my shell.
That's kind of lame-ass comedy you
Here's what's on the wheel. We got the gay German penguins.
Right.
We got the attacking Komodo dragon.
Uh-huh.
We have the Russian dog girl. We have the zombie fire ants.
Oh, yeah.
We have those suicidal New York turtles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have the K-Rock stone squirrel.
Oh, we got to talk to Rocky, the K-Rock squirrel, at some point.
We have the pimpin' chimps. And we have the drunk German badger. And we have the Argentinian mega colony ants.
Wow.
All of those stories are real. And we need to get to the bottom of one of them.
Here's your last chance. Abort now.
No possible way.
Nope.
Noted. Noted.
Real old bad animal voices landing on.
Yes.
The drunk German badger.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
All right, dial up the phone. Super producer Alex has lined up a phone number, apparently somebody who is very intimately familiar with the story about the German drunk badger.
I believe it's the German police that she has lined up, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. In Berlin. This is a true story.
Hello, we're looking for the police captain, please.
Guten
I think we're on hold.
Tag.
Oh, we're not on hold. Okay.
Yes, not on hold. This is, who is this on the phone?
Kevin and Bean, we're calling from K-Rock Radio in Los Angeles. How are you, sir?
I am fine. How are you?
We're good. Who is this?
My name is Badgie.
Really? Come on. If you're not going to try, how do you expect us to?
But it's lost with the questions. We're trying.
Okay. Badgie, you're familiar with the story of the badger that was found drunk in the road in Berlin.
Familiar with it? I am the badger.
You're the drunk badger.
What? No kidding.
Yeah, that's his case. I am badger.
Isn't the story that you can talk?
But they don't mention that in the story.
It doesn't, no.
No, but it is true that I'm talking a drunk badger.
Apparently, somebody called the German police to clear the road. They thought there was a dead badger in the middle of the road. The police showed up.
A dead badger on the road, and the cops showed up to hassle me.
Right, and they poked you with a stick.
I said, don't tase me, bro. No, don't tase me.
And apparently you were just drunk.
Yeah, I was a little bit of the schnapps.
Mm-hmm. A lot, apparently, according to that.
The story was, I guess, they felt that you had gorged yourself on cherries that had started to turn a little bit, and they fermented. It was just like drinking alcohol, and that's what made you pass out in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it was quite a, how do you say in American? I was faced.
That's the word.
That's the expression.
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't die. I mean, you could have easily been hit by a car. Hit by a car. Yes, I said hit. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I was worried about being hit. But luckily, I had my hazards on.
You understand that he's German and he's a badger. He speaks English better than you do, Kevin.
That's true. Unfortunately, that's true.
Now, is it true that all this cherry wine that you drank also upset your stomach?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
No. Nope.
How could Ralph not want to do this bit?
Apparently you're having trouble with the cherry pits. Bad Jeep.
Oh, that last pit was big.
Are you feeling okay now?
No, I have a mother hangover. Hey, where'd you go? You still there? Did you get hit by a car?
Paramore.
Hey!
Paramore on the world famous K-Rock
106. Goodbye to you. Goodbye to you.
Love when they did that song. Remember when they did that song some years ago?
That's not the same band at all.
Sorry, Ralph.
But it does sound kind of similar, though. That's true. It's Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, Bruno's number one movie in America, and so naturally the lawsuits are rolling in.
Mm. Of course.
As they are wont to do with Sacha Baron Cohen's work.
He does embarrass people quite extensively.
He does. And apparently, the first person to sue over this new film is the terrorist that he was talking to. Ayman Abu Aita said that Sasha led him to believe it was a real documentary about the struggles facing the Palestinian cause. Now he says Sasha's a big liar. And he didn't have any impression that he would use my interview in a bad way. So now he's going to sue. He's getting himself a lawyer. And he's going to drag Sacha Baron Cohen into court.
What kind of a terrorist sues? He's not a terrorist.
Trust me. I've dealt with some lawyers that were worse than terrorists.
Yeah, well,
nothing worse than that. Sometimes a lawyer with a briefcase is worse than a terrorist with a bomb.
But don't terrorists, by their very nature, work kind of outside the criminal
the courtroom.
Justice system?
Yes.
And maybe, I also don't see.
I would like Al Qaeda just to sue the U.S. instead of bombing us. I think that'd be a more civil way to do it, wouldn't it? Yes.
I also don't see how he can show up in a courtroom. I mean, if he really is a terrorist and we know that, wouldn't he be arrested if he made himself available to the police?
Well, he claims he's not a terrorist anymore.
Okay.
He was once a member of Al Casa Martyrs Brigades.
It's a Mexican restaurant down on La Brea, isn't it?
That was a pretty big.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Terrorists. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Now he works as a board member on the Holy Land Trust, he claims.
So they changed the name?
Sounds much more peaceful. You can trust these guys. They're the Holy Land Trust.
All right.
Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens with that lawsuit. But I'm guessing he had him sign all the appropriate paperwork, and so his ass is pretty covered.
Yeah, he's
legally,
been through
anyway.
This.
Legally. Wasn't covered in the movie at all, but
at all.
His ass was covered legally.
Not nearly enough.
Holla, bitches! Today's the day actor David Arquette climbs inside a plexiglass box at Madison Square Garden.
Oh,
can't
gonna
wait.
It's going to be so great.
He's going to be spending 8 hours in there today and 8 hours tomorrow to raise money to solve hunger.
Well,
not quite sure how that works, but maybe people will give him money to...
To what?
Get a sandwich?
They're getting him money to...
To stay in the box?
Only for 8 hours?
Look. Maybe he'll throw his poo inside the box like a monkey.
Yeah.
Loser, loser, loser.
I hate to see that.
Yeah.
Kendra Wilkinson isn't apparently going to give up her partying just to be a mom. Star Magazine says that Kendra asked Hef if she can turn her old bedroom in the mansion into a nursery so she can still party at the mansion after her child is born. It's
stick the kid in the nursery, and then she can go down to the grotto and get her vag on.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Hef doesn't really want little kids around.
Hef
babies.
Didn't want his own kids in the house.
Yeah.
He bought, he bought a house next door to his to put the kids in.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants little babies
no.
flying around the grotto. So I'm
Look, she made a choice to not live the playmate lifestyle anymore and to get married and start a family. Be happy with that.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be a strict mom, too.
Well, apparently strict for the kids, not so strict for her. Today is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. Leave This Town by Daughtry. Their second album drops today. 500 Days of Summer, music from the motion picture. That's soundtrack is available today as well. And Addiction by Chico DeBarge, the new Chico DeBarge album. Finally, we've been waiting for that for some time
now. No one's been waiting for that. Nobody even knows Chico exists.
In stores today. New on DVD.
What is the what's the man up to these days?
I see that Chico's got a new album. I was just, I was curious.
Oh, my God.
I wondered if.
Would you like to take that?
Just put it in the aisle.
Come on.
DVD. You can't laugh that hard at your own joke.
Who else? If he doesn't, who will?
I'm very pleased with that.
You should not be.
Mad Men Season 2 is available on DVD. If you haven't caught up with Mad Men yet, you owe it to yourself. It's an excellent series. Leverage, also a show that I enjoy enormously, available on the first season, is available on DVD today. And 5 years in the making, the DVD of Joe Schmo Season 2 finally hits video stores and Amazon.com today. So you can check out my work as Derek Newcastle in the hilarious Joe Schmo Season 2 DVD. Watch me and a falcon eat meat together.
Are you going to watch it again, Ralph?
Absolutely. I haven't seen it since it aired. I haven't seen it in 5 years. I barely remember most of it.
Capitalizing on the heat of that show.
So it'll be like watching home movies for me. But for the rest of you, it's new to you. Right?
No, I saw it then.
Me too.
Just buy it. God damn it.
You don't even have to watch it. Just buy it so Ralph gets paid.
Come on. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. celebrity birthdays, Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos. He was Big Pussy on that show. He is 63. Kyle Gass of Tenacious D is 49, as is Jane Lynch. Jackie Earle Haley, very talented actor, is 48. Matthew Fox, Party of Five and Lost. He is 43 years old today. Shouldn't he start looking older at some point?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be less attractive now that he's in his 40s? What the hell's he doing? Making the rest of us look bad.
It's BS. He's ruining the curve.
Adam Levine of Maroon 5 celebrates his 27th birthday today. And Taboo of Black Eyed Peas celebrates his 34th birthday.
I have lost all respect for all of you and the Black Eyed Peas and Fergie, you fuggly bitch.
Wow.
He's got a point.
Prez knows how to cut a person down. He does. That much. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.